Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, welcome to game number 3, the midway point of this six-game series. Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders, AA affiliate, of course, of the Texas Rangers here in Frisco, and the Rockhounds, AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. In last night's game, and it's painful because it sounds like we're picking on one player. Absolutely not. It's just a case where one play, and it's a play that guy has made, I'm guessing, 1,000 times or more in his career, certainly in practice, in real game scenario, what you have. But one play absolutely turned the tide in last night's game. Frisco winning. Final score was 11-4. But in the last half of the fifth inning, the Rockhounds had a 3-2 lead. Bryce Conley struggled a little bit, really struggled with command last evening, as it turned out. He walked the first batter of the inning, relieving Hogan Harris, but then a bouncer back to Bryce makes the play, turns and starts what appears to be, not an automatic, but a very, very good chance for a 1-4-3 double play. But Brett Harris, second baseman, again, this is not picking on Brett, but he missed the throw. So the throw deflects off his glove, goes into shallow left center field, and the scenario changes and changes drastically. Instead of the double play, meaning bases empty and two out, it was a runner at first, a runner at third, and nobody out. From there, the Riders took advantage of the opportunity. Bryce struggled with command. He walked a couple of guys, forcing in a run. Justin Foscue had a big base hit that put Frisco up on top for good. And so, the Rockhounds' 9-game win streak going by the boards. Well, young lady singing the anthem just surprised both teams and me. Let's take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner, nicely sung. That caught me by surprise. Half of the Frisco Rough Riders, at least, if not two-thirds, were still in the dugout when the young lady started singing. The Rockhounds, they were a little bit more aware. They got out in front of the dugout. But, man, the Riders were scrambling, and so was I. But nicely, nicely sung. So, last night, again, that was your turning point in the ball game, and Frisco goes on to win it 11-4. For the Rockhounds, they are now 7-1 on the road trip. Amarillo fell last night, so the Hounds maintain a 2-game lead over the Sod Poodles, 3 over Frisco. Still very, very, very early in the second half race, but those are the standings. Pitching matchup tonight, Zach Kent will go to the mound for the Rough Riders. He's 1-2 with a 5.77 ERA. His last two starts have been very limited. He had some arm soreness, was sidelined briefly, came back, and he's pitched just a combined 4 innings in his last two starts. But Zach Kent will get the start this evening for the Rough Riders. Jeff Criswell gets the start for the Rockhounds, coming off his best performance of his 4 since coming up from advanced single-A Lansing. So Jeff Criswell will be the starter for the Rockhounds tonight, right-hander out of the University of Michigan. This one, the third game of this series, teams will play tomorrow and Saturday, 7:05 first pitch, and then 6:05 on Sunday in the afternoon, with the Rockhounds then, along with the rest of the league, grabbing that four-day All-Star break. The Rockhounds, you mentioned it a few times, but again, it seems like a long, long time between home games. Rockhounds, our next home on Friday, July 22nd, really starts a terrific nine-game homestand, which will include two weekends. Not too bad at all. The All-Star break will be Monday through Thursday, so this will be one of the two exceptions to the Monday or the Tuesday through Sunday series on the year. It'll be a weekend set with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, followed by the normal off day that following Monday, and then the last 6 days of July, Rockhounds will host the San Antonio Missions at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So you've got a couple of Fridays and Saturdays. That means Nick Allen bobbleheads and Matamoscas sombreros on the giveaway night. Couple of fireworks night, a thirsty Thursday in the mix. Going to be a great homestand, all starting on July 22nd. Rockhounds will be back home. Meantime, the road trip continues. Zach Kent has baseball in hand. He'll throw the first pitch of tonight's game from the Metroplex after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
I started to say it's noticeably cooler. Well, there's nothing cool about it, but we have 95 degrees on the thermometer. 98 is the heat index. Started last night's game with a 107-degree heat index. So, yeah, it is, well, I guess less hot. I don't think cooler is probably the word. Rockhounds will juggle the lineup at least a little bit tonight. Leading it off is Brett Harris. He is the third baseman in this game, so Brett will lead it off. He faces Zach Kent. And from Frisco, here's the first pitch of this Thursday night contest, and it is up high for a ball, and we are underway. Brett at 284, six home runs, 21 driven in. He's had a very solid road trip, especially for power. Takes up and away from the right-hander for ball two, 2-0. Marty Bikina moves from 1-2 in the order. He is the left fielder. He's on deck. Marty Bikina batting number two. 2-0 stretch and pitch. And Brett takes inside ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Logan Davidson is the DH tonight. Logan Davidson, designated hitter, batting third. Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Jordan at first. 3-0 pitch to Brett. Up, down, and in. Ball four. And, well, that's four-pitch base on balls. So Zach Kent opens this ball game with a walk. One on, nobody down. And Marty to the dish. Jeremy Ironman batting fifth at shortstop. Jeremy Ironman at short. Batting sixth, Kyle McCann coming off what I think is his best game as a Rockhound in his two seasons in a Hounds uniform. Batting sixth and catching is Kyle. Shane Selman returns to the lineup for the first time in a while. He's in right field batting seventh. Shane Selman back in the order. Marty Bikina takes, and that's a strike. And Zach Kidd now back on track, 0-1. Saheed Valenzuela moves to second base, batting eighth again. Valenzuela second base, and Saheed batting eighth. And Chase Calabuig will again bat ninth. He's in center field tonight. Chase in center rounds it out. Pitch on the way to Bikina, and a runner goes, and they're going to get him easily. That was intriguing. Brett Harris is thrown out. Covering the bag is Justin Foskey at second, so the walk is quickly wiped away. Caught stealing goes 2-4 for the first out of the inning. It's a 1-1 count. That was interesting because catcher David Garcia initially started to throw behind Brett, so I don't know if Brett had the intention of going or not. If something off the grass berm in deep left center, with that taken care of. Didn't get a good second look at that. I glanced and saw Brett breaking off the bag, but I don't know if that initially was to be a bluff. But David Garcia initially started, or at least looked toward throwing behind the runner at first, and then threw down to second and got Brett fairly easily. Backup pitch just missed inside. 2-1 the count. So the Rockhounds with Harris, Bikina, and Davidson up top. Diaz, Ironman, and McCann in the middle of the order. Selman, Valenzuela, and Calabuig rounded out. Swing and a high fly ball left field straight away for Sandro Fabian, and he's got it. Fly ball high in the sky, no damage done. Two men down here in the first for Logan Davidson. Zach Kent making his 13th start, again coming off some arm soreness in late June. So how deep in the game he will go remains to be seen. In his last two starts, he has gone 1 and 3 innings. He faces Logan Davidson, bases empty, big swing and a miss. Logan comes up empty, it's 0-1. Jordan Diaz to the on-deck circle, or the on-deck area. There are no circles, actually. They'll be there somewhere, don't they? Pitch outside for a ball. It's one ball, then one strike. Logan at 253. Guy with some pop in that bat. 12 homers, 42 driven in. Takes outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike to count. Zach Kent with that 5.77 ERA. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Count is 2-2. And he's 48 in the third inning. He's a little over a hit per inning. 55 hits. Opposition hits nearly 300 against him. 296. 22 walks and 48 strikeouts. So he strikes out right at a batter per inning. And a 2-1 strikeouts to walks ratio. 2-1 and change. 2-2 count. Logan waits. Bases empty. Two men down at the top of the first inning. Pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Pretty good cut. The count stays 2-2. Zach, a kid, he's kind of interesting. He really wasn't a star in Little League and that kind of thing, as most of these guys are. Check swing, did he go? They will appeal. Nope, did not. But the question was whether or not the pitch got there and it just dropped low, perhaps. So 3-2 now to Logan. Bases empty, two down in the first. Zach, who is a Virginia native, went to Virginia Military Institute, BMI. Pitch two. Oh, he called third strike. Logan thought he had a walk. Pitch just got there. He'll turn and ask about it. Oh, they will discuss a little bit. Pitch got over the inside corner, and he is out on strikes. Boy, that was, got a second look at that. That was borderline to say the least, but Logan takes it, and he is out on strikes. So a leadoff walk does no damage. Caught stealing takes care of that. Half inning in the books. Village Car Wash score from Frisco. Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Jeff Criswell, the Frisco Rough Riders come into bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds, based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Last half of the first inning, and Jeff Criswell will make start number 5 as a member of the Rockhounds. He's 0-3, 2.61 ERA, and his other numbers are kind of belied out a bit. Coming off, I think, is certainly his best outing with the Rockhounds. The right-hander will face Jonathan Ornelas, and that's one very, very good hitter to lead it off in the bottom of the first. Right-handed hitting shortstop. takes off the inside edge for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas at short leads it off. Dustin Harris will again bat number two at first base. He waits on deck. One ball, no strikes. Criswell's pitch hit into center field, and that will hang up and up for Chase Calabuig to make the play. Well, that baseball has really found Chase wherever he has been. He's been in right field, of course, the first two games of the series. And my goodness, I think it was last night, or was it two nights ago, Andy? 8 putouts in right field, and he moves to center, so that's where the ball goes tonight. One man down, Ornelas is out. Dustin Harris, left-handed hitting first baseman to the plate. Blaine Krim making his first appearance of the series. The designated hitter, Blaine Krim, batting third. Pitch finds the inside corner to Dustin Harris, and the count is 0-1. Kellen Strom in center field. I'm sorry, I'm skipping the cleanup guy, Justin Foscue, had a big game last night, in fact. Swinging a roller past the first base bag, but that'll be a foul ball. Quick 0-2 count to Harris. Foscue had 4 runs driven in, and he will again be in the cleanup spot, playing the 4 position and batting fourth. Justin Foscue, the second baseman. Then Kellen Strom, the center fielder. Strom in center batting fifth. David Garcia will catch and bat sixth. Garcia behind the plate. The 0-2 pitch by Criswell, way up and away for a ball and 2 strikes. Sandro Fabian in left field batting seventh, playing the 7th spot. Sandro Fabian. Josh Stowers in right field batting eighth. Stowers is in right. The 1-2 kick, pitch on the way from Criswell, boy, just inside. Framed by Kyle McCann, not quite there, 2-2. And Jax Biggers rounds out the order. He's the third baseman. Biggers batting ninth. Third baseman. The 2-2 stretch and pitch by Criswell. Boy, again, just inside. Appeal on a check swing. Didn't think he went, but what pitch again. Not missing by much. Dustin Harris, guy with power. He has some speed. Has developed into a tremendous prospect for the Rangers. Former A's farmhand. The 3-2 from Criswell. That ball hit hard to right field. And going back and making the play is Shane Selman, looking right back into that bright sunlight. Boy, those glasses were down, and Shane makes the catch. 2 men down. And you have to make those plays, but it doesn't mean they're real easy with that sun right at you. There is a light standard on the third base side just past the third base bag, and the shadow from that light standard stretches all the way out across the left field line, all the way into right, and past Shane Selman and right at him. So that sun is right there. Blaine Krim takes down and away for ball one. Right-handed hitter. He's the designated hitter. Open stance. Waggles that bat. Pretty wide swing. Ground ball, third base. Got a chance. Diving, but unable to get there is Brett Harris. Base hit to left. So Blaine Krim, who had not played until this game in the series, announces his presence with authority with a sharp one hopper in the left field for a base hit. That'll bring up Justin Foscue, who's coming off a huge night. Had a pair of 2-run base hits. The first of those actually gave the Riders a lead they would not relinquish. He broke a 3-all tie in that nightmarish 5-run fifth inning. Foscue, right-handed hitter at 286, very solid all the way around. Pitch from Criswell, down and away. It got away from Kyle McCann. We'll see how that's going to be scored. Down to second goes Krim. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, I don't know. That one was down right about the shoe tops, really, of Kyle. I don't know. We'll see how that will be. Well, that will be scored, but it's a runner in scoring position. Long look at it, second by Criswell. The pitch is up and away for a ball. The count goes 2 balls, no strikes. So all of a sudden, 2 on, nobody out becomes a dangerous scenario here. Runner in scoring position, 2 out, and a 2-0 count to a guy who has been productive. Coming off one of the bigger nights of the season for him. Those hands way up high for Foscue. Swings and pops one up. Playable near the plate. Kyle McCann is there. And whoo, over the shoulder. Oh, he dropped it. Dropped the ball. Foul ball, just barely. And that, I do believe, will be an error on Kyle McCann. Boy, and he'll be the first to tell you, you've got to make that play. Boy, the inning was over, but then he just, yep, that boy just popped right in and out of the glove. We got a great look at it on the replay. Haven't put an error up there yet, but you almost have to, although, I don't know, there was some interesting scoring last night. Wow, that's a, if they don't charge an error on that, that's remarkable. That ball was basically in the batter's circle. Wow, two balls and one strike. And a swing and a miss, good breaking ball away. It's 2-2. So Foskey the batter, a 2-2 count. Scoreboard thought he made the out, too. They've got the count all the way back to 0-1, but the count is two balls, two strikes. Here is the stretch and the pitch by Jeff, and he got him, swing and a miss, so it won't matter. The inning is over. Boy, that's interesting. They are not charging an error on that. That was a pop. I think Kyle would tell you it's an error. But apparently not going to score it that way. So we have played one inning. Interesting. We finished last night with some very intriguing scoring, and we have some here this evening. We played one. Village Car Wash score in the Metroplex. Rockhounds nothing and the Riders nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the second, and Jordan Diaz will be the Rockhounds' leadoff hitter. Jordan takes up and in. Ball one from Zach Kent. Second inning underway. No score on the Metroplex. Pitch to Jordan. That'll get there. Called strike, and the count evens up at 1-1. In that last half inning, by the way, the runner advancing to second, that was credited as a passed ball, so we'll just put a cork in it on the possible error. Chopper back to first, or to the pitcher, and throw to first in plenty of time. Tapper back, handled by Zach Kent. So Jordan Diaz, a little check swing bouncer back to the pitcher, and that hit streak for Jordan, which comes in at 11 games, is on hold. One down for Jeremy Eierman. Been asked all the time when you mention errors on a foul ball. Now, again, there was not an error charged there, but from the pitcher's perspective, the out should have been made. A big swing and a miss. Jeremy comes up empty. So, for example, if Justin Foskey had driven in Blaine Crim without the error, that run, well, of course, it was a passed ball, but if a hit drives him in after what should have been an error, should be an unearned run. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2, but happily, Jeff Criswell got the strikeout, and so it doesn't matter a bit. And what probably should have been an error goes by the board, so that's just fine, you know. We won't say, we won't even jog the scorekeeper's memory on that one. Pitch to the outside corner. Wow, called third strike, and Jeremy is rung up. A couple of called third strikes here for Zach Kent early on. He has one walk and two strikeouts, and the batter will be Kyle McCann. Kyle, rough first inning behind the plate, but hey, those happen. He is coming off his finest game, I would think, his finest game in two seasons with the Rockhounds. really instrumental in that opening night victory. Takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. Kyle went 3-for-3, had a double, a home run, and drove in three runs, reaching base all five times up. He drew two walks. Pitch outside and high for a ball, 2-0, and that he had not done in his Rockhounds career. Left-handed hitter having a good road trip as well, getting on base a bunch, both by hits and by bases on balls. 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 2-1. Nobody on, two out. Top of the second inning, no score. Kyle at 237 overall, 9 home runs and 29 driven in. He asks for his one allowable timeout. Pitch clock resets. Zach Kent looks in for the sign. Right-hander out of VMI. Wind-up motion, tall right-hander with a breaking ball and a beauty. Called strike, settled in right over the heart of the plate. 2-2 to Kyle. Home plate in shadows. Pitcher's mound in sunlight. Pitch swung on and missed. One, he got him. Zach Kent has faced six batters. He walked one, but got a caught stealing. Then he has now struck out three batters, and the Rockhounds go in order here in the second. So after 1.5, we're in the Metroplex. This broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And our score to the bottom of the second, Hounds nothing, Riders nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment. Made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Last half of the second inning at Frisco, Texas. No score. Kevin Strom, David Garcia, and Sandro Fabian will face right-hander Jeff Criswell. Mentioned Jeff easily coming off his best performance as a Hound. Overall, 20 and two-thirds innings, 27 base hits, but he really cut that number down in his last start, which came against the Corpus Christi Hooks, part of this road trip. Jeff's other numbers with the Rockhounds, 8 walks, 20 strikeouts. So the ERA is not at all high. In fact, the ERA is low. The other numbers up a little bit. Pitch just outside to Kellen Strom. 2.61 earned run average, but a 1.69 whip. And that's, of course, through four starts. 314 opponent average. Pitch swung on lift high in the air to right field. Drifting over and back a little bit, Shane Selman. Look into that high Frisco sky, and he'll make the catch. One down in the second inning. But now look at Jeff's last outing. He went 6 innings against the Hooks. Gave up 5 base hits, gave up 1 run. It came on a home run. That's been one thing he has surrendered a bit of. But again, just 1 run on a home run. He walked 1, struck out 6. So easily his best outing as a Hound. Did not get a decision in that game. Delivers outside, kind of stumbled on the follow through to Jeff, right-hander out of Michigan. Second rounder in 2020. Garcia waits, switch hitting catcher, takes just low and away, ball two, 2 balls, no strikes. Garcia at 256. David, 5 home runs, 23 driven in. Shadows stretching out from the left side of this ballpark as Criswell delivers, really jammed him in a foul ball. Garcia kind of fighting that one off. Count 2 balls and 1 strike. David Garcia, switch hitter, batting from the left side. David from Caracas, Venezuela. He swings and pops one up. Left side, shortstop, looking into that high sky. Jeremy Ironman will glove it. Well, it's right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. Ironman hauls it in. There are two men down, near Sandro Fabian. Hounds made three errors. Let's be honest. The Rockhounds made four errors last night. There was an error on Jeremy Ironman. And again, I think if you ask Jeremy, it's a play he makes 19 times out of 20. Somehow it was fashioned into a hit. But the Hounds did have their issues last night defensively, so we'll see how this one will unfold. There's a line shot up the middle. No chance to get that one. Sandro Fabian with a line drive base hit up the middle on the first pitch he sees from the right-hander Jeff Criswell. One on and a couple men down. Two hits in the ballgame. Well, that just fastball right down the middle, and he just turned it right back around. So one on with two down for Josh Storrs. Right-handed hitter, he's the right fielder. Josh at 227. Criswell from the stretch, right-hander's pitch. Just up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. With Lansing to open the year, Jeff made 10 starts, 2-3, a 3.78 ERA. But his other numbers were just exceptional. 378, isn't bad at all. Runner goes, got a great jump. There's no way to get him. Kyle bobbles the ball anyway, but not going to get him. Fabian, that's interesting. He had not attempted a stolen base on the season. And he's played in 55 games, but he stole that bag, and he got a tremendous jump. So for the second straight inning, nobody on and two out turns into a threat. Runner in scoring position, two down, and a 2-0 count to Josh Storrs. The look at second. Jeff, a second glance, now to the plate. Breaking ball away, and it's 3-0. Jax Biggers waiting on deck, second inning. Sandro Fabian, seems to me, well, it might have been the last series. Rockhounds were here not long ago, but again, Fabian has run on occasion, just didn't have an official stolen base attempt. It's a swing and a miss. Storrs had the green light on 3-0. It's interesting because he has a fairly high strikeout total, about one in every four at-bats. Three balls, one strike, runner in scoring position, two men down. Criswell's pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, good fastball, little run on it, ran away a bit from Storrs, so now 3-2. First base open, so the full count does not affect the base runner. Rockhounds do not play Storrs deep at all, especially in center and left. Stretch, 3-2. Ground ball in between hop to third, handled by Brett Harris. His throw is just in time. Storrs runs well. Boy, again, not an easy catch at first base for Jordan Diaz. That sun sets at an angle, basically third base to first base. That toss by Brett Harris, and again, it was right on the money. Just nothing real easy right now on the right side of the infield. Base hit does no damage, and so we have played a couple. Our broadcast is brought your way by our friends at Village Car Wash. And through two in Frisco, we are scoreless.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Top half of the third in Frisco, Texas. No score. Hounds and the Rough Riders. Shane Selman will be the batter. Saheed Valenzuela will follow, and Chase Calabuig will round it out. Here in the Rockhounds third. Riders have threatened a couple of times in this ball game, but scoreless at this point. Shane Selman takes down low for ball one. Boy, Shane has to feel good to get back in the lineup. It has been a while. Last played on June 26th. So he's close to 3 weeks since getting his last outing. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Boy, that foul tip got catcher David Garcia. Baseball can be so cruel. Shane Selman had just started to bust out of it. He'd gone through a really rough stretch in his last 12 games. Now, remember, he last played on June 26th. But in his last 12 games that he has played, he was 3 for 37. But those three hits came in his last three games. So he had busted out of an 0 for 26, and man, that's got to be misery as a hitter. He was 3 for his last 11 with an RBI, stolen base. Things starting to click for him a little bit. Next thing you know, he's sidelined and has been on the injured list since the 27th of June. One ball, one strike. Well, that was a nasty foul tip that got David Garcia. Bouncer foul, and count is 1-2 to Shane. Now, he is back, of course, after missing some time, but kind of reminiscent of Jeremy Ironman a year ago, and he was really, really swinging the bat. Very solid performance, and then injured in early July a year ago, lost the rest of the season. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-2. You say it so often, virtually all of these guys are accustomed to being in a lineup every day for a long time, dating all the way back to probably Little League. A swing. Boy, another foul tip, and that one got Garcia. Oh, my goodness. David down on his haunches. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know catchers take a pounding. David Garcia has taken two nasty, nasty foul tips in one AB. Oh, they're going to replay it. I don't think we want to look. No, we don't. Oh, my gosh. Well, I will not get any more descriptive. If you understand the trajectory of that foul ball, don't need to say another thing. That got down to the ground and then bounced up, and that's twice in this AB. My goodness. Well, we know if the catcher takes pounding over the course of a season, my goodness, over the course of the at-bat. One ball, two strikes, second time. Zach Kent into the motion. Pitch way low and outside, back to the screen. Talk often about the shadows here in Frisco. They are very unusual because this ballpark does not have a solid facade. The stadium is made up of individual buildings that form the stadium, and so that means the sun sneaks through. And just the mound right at the pitcher's rubber in sunshine. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air to left field, but it will not carry. Fabian on the move, and he will get there near the line for the out. I think that might have jammed Shane just a little bit. Don't know if we'll get a second look. Mentioned that with the technology, very good. Actually have a couple of video screens, one informational and the other giving us replays, et cetera, here in Frisco. That's kind of big league. Pitch swung on and bounced foul off the bat of Saheed Valenzuela. Handled niftily by Juan Delaney. Blackhounds assistant hitting coach, first base coach, and oh, he makes a friend. It's the ball to a youngster in the first row. How did he get that through the screen, Juan? There is a screen down there, isn't there? Pitch swung on, looped into shallow left field by Valenzuela. It'll hang up and caught by Fabian. Good reaction by Sandro Fabian. It's not a web gem, but just a very good reaction to a ball that was hit very shallow and left. It was pretty much hit right at him, too, but Fabian closed the ground in a hurry, and he's had himself a good start to this game with a line drive base hit and a nice play or two in left field. Well, there's Chase Calabrese. I have an interesting stat for you because Chase lost a 12-game hit streak last night, but did get a base on balls. So, as we said, obviously that means he had reached base in 13. Well, when he started his hit streak, and I really was looking at the hits more than anything, he had reached base in his previous three. So, Chase lost a 12-game hit streak, but he's on base in 16 in a row. And did I just say that with him at the plate? I did. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Chase, if you go out in this at bat, blame it on your radio guy. We never talk about streaks with a guy in the box, but they did right there. Swing and a miss. Another foul tip. Oh, my gosh. David Garcia is just getting pummeled behind home plate. Say it often, there are times if a piece of your baseball heart does not go out to the Rough Riders catcher, man, it is time for a checkup. Three times he has been caught just nasty foul tips. Well, I think that one actually bounced up, got him in the solar plexus, I think, but just, you know, you can't unless you wear that suit of armor, as we say, and it's pretty tough to catch a baseball if you do. Can't protect yourself completely. Pitch high and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on. Two out. We're in the top half of the third inning. No score in Frisco. Teams have split the first two games of this set. Stretch and pitch by Zach Kempfeld. Straight back right down below us. The count goes two balls, two strikes. Top of the order, Brett Harris waiting on deck. Rockhounds have only one base runner against Zach Kemp. That came on the first four pitches of this game. But Brett was then caught trying to steal a base, so Hounds with first time through the order, nothing more than a walk to show. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Chase. Bounces it foul. Got out in front of that. Two balls and two strikes to count. Zach Kemp, the whip is 1.59, so a little high. Opposition hitting 296 against him. Pitching into his third inning here, so that has to be good news for Zach and for the Riders. Coming back after some arm soreness. Pitch to Calabweig, drops down and into Chase. Full count now, 3-2. Left-handed hitter is Chase Calabweig. Back foot planted right on the back chuck line. Left-hand box pitch, up, down and away, ball four. Chase, I didn't jinx you. There is a 17-game on-base streak. So, through the first time through the order, just two walks issued by Zach Kemp, no base hits. There is Brett Harris, who walked in the first four pitches of this game. Right-handed hitter at 284. Comes set as the right-hander. Delivers big swing and a miss. When Brett had a rip, and he has three home runs on the road trip. Right-handed hitter, six home runs overall, 21 driven in 39 games as a Rockhound. And a great swing of the bat last night. Got the Hounds on the board. Takes down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. And he had the defensive miscue that turned out to be key, but he also had a tremendous AB. Going to get a visit to the mound here from David Garcia. In last night's ball game, Saeed Valenzuela had doubled leading off the top of the third inning. He had gotten only as far as third base. There were two down, and Brett found himself down in the count 0-2 and just drilled a double down the left field line. Got the Rockhounds going. Turned out to be four base hits in a row. Three of them producing runs. Well, you got the entire infield and battery on the mound. And just about the time that he tries to join that group, Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, of course, conversation breaks up. At one point, Jonathan Ornelas was laughing, so I guess things aren't all that bad, are they? One man on and two men down, a 1-1 count to Brett Harris. So that is mound visit number one. And again, we found out in Corpus Christi, you better be counting them. Hounds actually exceeded the limit once. Ground ball sharply hit, but right at third. Handled by Jax Biggers. Throw to first base in plenty of time. Again, that throw coming right out of the sunlight, but Justin Harris handles it. So Rockhounds still not much at all against Zach Kemp. First three innings, he has faced just one over the minimum. To the bottom of the third. Broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. We're in Frisco into the last of the third inning. We are scoreless.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation. Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard IT Solutions. Let me see. Let me grab the cheat sheet here. We'll take you way back, the first of its kind. And I don't know that you can buy it because it's in the Smithsonian Institution, but we will tell you a little bit about it, see if you can guess what it is coming up. Last half of the third inning, Jeff Criswell back to the mound, of course, and he will face 9-1-2 in the Frisco order. Jax Biggers will lead it off, then Jonathan Ornelas and Dustin Harris to face the Rockhounds right-hander. Riders have a couple of base hits. Rockhounds have a couple of walks, and that has been it so far. What do we have? Up, something got off the grass berm again, in deep, this time in deep center. Chase Callaway will do the cleanup. And Jax Biggers now will stand in. Biggers hitting 301 in 33 games. Left-handed hitter leading it off. Criswell's first pitch right down the middle. Good fastball for a strike. 93 on the gun. This isn't a radar gun anymore, is it? It's technology far beyond that. Stuff's NASA style. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Is really, boy, technology, of course, on planet Earth in general, but just within the game of baseball, the last, out of 5 years, what they've done is amazing. Fly ball, right field. Selman's been busy. Right field's been a busy field in this series, and Shane will make the catch again. Glasses down and glistening in the sun. One man down. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. Hit the ball hard his first time up to center fielder Chase Callaway. Ornelas at 325. Second consecutive night, if there's any breeze, it's not enough to even stir the flags that sit on top of the batter's eye here. Good breaking pitch by Criswell. Boy, just outside. Love to get a second look at that. One ball, no strikes. Just a little up and away, I guess. Ornelas, right-handed hitter. Base is empty, one down. Pitch, and that is down the middle for a strike, one and one. And I guess we are just up high enough that once in a while, a little gust of wind catches the outdoor microphone. Right on cue. Thank you, Mother Nature. Bouncing ball foul wide the first, one and two. And as that happens, of course, I'm looking to the batter's eye. At least it's right in my line of sight, and the flags are absolutely motionless. Ma Nature's picking on the press box a little bit. One ball and two strikes. Pitch swung on, lifted high and fouled against still just a crystal blue sky out of play. Count one and two. And again, well, you know, you can see cloud way, way, way off beyond the right field wall. There is one big old puffy cloud that you can barely see, and that's it. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, second base, Sahid Valenzuela. He will glove it. Well, that's a very tough hitter retired on a little pop up to second base. Nice job by Jeff Criswell to dispatch Jonathan Ornelas, two men down. For Dustin Harris, he flew out to deep right his first time up. Dustin on his way to the All-Star Futures game. He will join Jack Leiter, high prospect for the Rangers, of course, number one prospect. Pitch up and away for a ball. We will not see Jack in this series, which means we will not see him the rest of the year. These teams do not meet again after this series. Only three meetings the entire season. Interesting with a division rival. Ground ball, sharply hit foul. Wide of first base, one and one to Dustin Harris. Both Jack Leiter and Dustin Harris, members of the Rough Riders, will represent the Rangers in the All-Star Futures game and have two selections. That's very, very nice. Dustin at 260 leads the club in power and run production. Swings and misses, comes up empty. Good fastball away. One and two, the count. has 14 home runs, 56 driven in. Time called at home plate, I believe. Steven Rios Jr. rather animatedly jumping out from behind home plate to make sure time was called. Dustin Harris, left-handed hitter, waits, swings and fouls this one back. Pitch got in on him, jammed him a bit. He fouled it back, and it's 1-2. Blaine Crim, who singled in the first inning, waiting on deck. Riders have two out base hits in each of the first two innings. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Again, Rockhounds just two bases on balls through the first three. Rockhounds play Harris to pull. A stretch and pitch, and that will drop down low, ball three, so a full count. Jeff will rub that baseball down a little bit as he gets a new baseball. Nobody on, two out, full count, pitch swung on, hard hit, right field, Selman on the way, and he will not get that. He will turn and make a really nice play on it. Harris has good speed. He'll get to second. Another two-out base hit for the Riders. Boy, and Harris just turned on that and drilled it into right field against the wall at the base of the Lazy River, which is immensely populated tonight. Pitch might have been up a little bit. Turned on it and drove it. Selman, really good hustle to get there. I think probably only maybe, I don't know, two, three or so of the Riders would have turned that into a double, but Harris runs really well. So, third base hit. Blaine Crim, the batter, right-handed hitter. Singled his first time, takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The aforementioned Lazy River is a figure-eight-shaped swimming pool thing they have, and my goodness, thing is packed tonight. I'm not a fan of it, but apparently a whole bunch of people are tonight anyway. Here's the pitch on the way from Criswell. Down away and a good block by Kyle McCann. Two balls, no strikes. So again, boy, interesting scenario in each of the first three innings. First two batters retired. Third batter gets a base hit, in this case a double. And in the first and in the second, the runner got as far as second base with two out, and the count was 2-0. Same scenario. Runner in scoring position, 2-0 count. That's walking a tightrope. Swing, little flare, and oh, well-hit ball, actually, in center field. Calabwig will make the play. Wow, that, when it jumped off the bat, it looked like an inside-out swing that might flare a little bit. That was a well-hit line drive. See if you get a real, real quick second look. I don't think we will. That ball was well-hit. Calabwig tracked it down in center field. Blaine Crim got a 2-0 pitch, hit it hard, but it is tracked down for the out. So no runs on the two-out double, no errors and a man left. After three, our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. We're in Frisco. We'll give you game summary in a moment. Through three innings, we are scoreless.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Through three, we are scoreless here in Game 3 of a six-game series. Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Riders have had the better of it offensively. They have no runs on three base hits. They've had a runner in scoring position in each of the first three innings of this game. Rockhounds, just a couple of bases on balls to start this contest. Marty Bikina leads it off. Zach Kent's first pitch finds the outside corner. Good, strong fastball for a strike. Marty Bikina, Logan Davidson, and Jordan Diaz. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the Rockhounds' order. Pitch to Marty. Misses inside for a ball. And the count is 1-1. In each of the first three innings, the Riders have had a two-out base hit, two singles and a double, and in each case, the runner has gotten the scoring position. Swinging a looper foul out of play, 1-2. And in each case, the batter at the plate got a 2-0 count. So Jeff Criswell, he's been solid enough. Again, just got out on that, high wire a little bit. He's swinging a hard hit ball down the left field side, just foul. Marty got out in front of that by, just that split second too much. Line drive that went just wide of the bag. So Zach Kent, his longest stint since coming off the injured list, pitching into the fourth inning. Delivery swung and a miss. Boy, a really good off-speed pitch. Had Marty way out in front, so that will be strikeout number 4. One man down for Logan Davidson. Logan a called third strike, and it was a tough one. It borderline his first time up. Boy, good off-speed pitch by Zach Kent. Just got a second look at that, and then the bottom just fell out of that pitch. He's walked two and given up a base hit. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Logan. The count is 0-1. Logan at 253 coming into the game. Missing Zach Kent. A big swing and a miss, 0-2. And Zach growing up, and he really is an exception to the rule, was not a star in Little League or what have you. He made his high school team as a freshman, then was cut. And that really turned into maybe a career-altering move because he wanted to prove that the folks who cut him were wrong. Pitch just outside, 1-2. Boy, thought he had a strikeout. That was close. And worked his way back. He went to VMI as a two-way player, although pitching was clearly his primary position. Now, you gotta love a story like that. Check swing, did he go? Peel, oh, say he went around. Boy, Logan Davidson is the official I'm getting picked on guy here tonight. Little check swing, and of course, you never know with a check swing what he is or not going to be rung up. So he got called out on a tough pitch his first time. We're going to get a second look at this. Did he go? Yep, again, borderline. Certainly might have on that one, I think. Here's Jordan Diaz. Bases empty, two down. Jordan bounced out to the pitcher his first time. Kind of a check swing bouncer to the mound. Swings and misses here, 0-1. So Zach Kent, boy, very solid. 2019 Rangers got him in the ninth round out of VMI. Stretch and pitch by the right-hander. That's well inside for a ball. 1-1 to Jordan. Jordan Diaz at 307, 13 homers, and last night RBI single, his 50th. Run batted in. Leads the ball club. Pitch to Jordan is bounced foul, and it's 1-2. Boy, Zach Kent has really been in command. He walked Brett Harris to open the game on 4 pitches, and since then has given up just one other walk. Facing now his 13th batter, Jordan asking for time. As always, Natalie attired as Jordan. He is wearing white batting gloves with the orange wristbands on. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Zach Kent with a pitch, up and in for a ball. Count 2-2. Jordan doesn't draw a ton of walks. He has 21 walks against 52 strikeouts, but let's get the sense. Pretty good idea of that zone. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. And that's kind of been the note on him. He is an aggressive hitter by nature. But I think the word I think I read in one scouting report, really a good word for it, is strikeout total. I shouldn't say it. He has 2 strikes in the count. Tell you what, we'll put a cork in that for a moment. The pitch on the way. Gavin, a bouncer foul. The plate got a tiny piece of it. While they retrieved the ball, the word was manageable. And I think that's a pretty good term for baseball in the 2022s, isn't it? Strikeouts are a huge part of the game. Manageable, that's a pretty good word. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on and two out. Manny bounces that one foul right down off his foot. So Jordan still the 2-2 count. Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck. No score here in the fourth inning. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up. Tell you about an item that had some artwork to it that was found in an attic in the state of Maine. And research into it was pretty cool. So much so that it ended up in the Smithsonian on this date. Pitch to Jordan. Tempted. Did he go? They appealed. Don't think so. Nope. Close, but did not go. So the count is full to Jordan Diaz. Base is empty. Two down. No score. Top of the fourth inning. Zach Kett. No wind-up motion. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. Now Jordan Diaz will talk to himself there, and Zach Kett strikes out the side. So he has really been in command. No hits allowed, only two walks allowed by Zach Kett through his first four innings. Riders have threatened but have come up empty so far. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll take you to the Smithsonian, well, at least verbally, in a couple of moments. Broadcast compliments of Village Car Wash, and through three and a half, Hounds and Riders, no score.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the Riders, it'll be Justin Foscue to lead it off. And Kevin Strom and David Garcia. Fourth inning, no score. One was found in an attic in the state of Maine. And, of course, well, lots of good stuff found in attics, it seems. Had one of those growing up. The old lost baseball card syndrome, but that's a whole other story. Now, this particular item dated back to the early 1800s. Here's Justin Foscue. Takes just up and in from Jeff Criswell for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And it had a kind of artwork to it. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Pitch on the outside edge and just wide, perhaps 2-0. So a dangerous count here. Foscue struck out his first time. Had the two-run base hits in last night's game. He leads it off in the fourth. Criswell's 2-0 pitch. Not the outside corner. Good pitch. Two balls, one strike. Foscue, right-handed hitter. Four home runs, 37 driven in. Four of them last night. Criswell's pitch. One just down and in. Ball three, 3-1. Foscue at 286 on the season. Right-handed hitter holds those hands well up high, even with the brim of the batting helmet. So way high with the hands. 3-1 pitch. Popped it up. Left side of the infield. Shortstop Ironman. Jeremy there. He's got it on the edge of the grass. Maybe a step or two onto the grass in left field. So Jeff Criswell escapes there. Foscue retired. Here's Kellen Strom. The pictures on this, or the artistry, showed some kids playing, and among them was one kid tossing a ball toward another kid with a bat in that kid's hands. A bunt attempt by Strom and a beauty. Charging hard is Harris. He will make the play, but nope, has no chance. Base hit for Kellen Strom. Boy, the art of the bunt is not completely gone. That was absolutely beautiful. Not a thing Brett could do. Brett Harris did everything he could do on that. Were just perfect. They replayed that and just, what'd your little league coach tell you to do? Catch the ball with the bat. Bunt single and a beauty by Strom. So one hit in each of the first four innings for Frisco. This is the first one with fewer than two outs. David Garcia popped a shortstop his first time. Swings ground ball, first base, backhanded there by Jordan Diaz. The second for one, the relay. Yes, sir, Criswell covers. No, they say off the bag. Boy, that was close. When Jeff looks back, he thought he had his foot on the bag, but Bobby's going to argue this. Well, we're going to get a really good look. He's going to walk out and discuss this. Well, I don't know. Diaz throw a little high, Ironman's relay. Said he came off the bag. He might have. Might have, just in positioning himself. So 3-6 goes the putout at second base. Fielder's choice for David Garcia. Runner at first, two out for Sandro Fabian, who lined the first pitch that he saw back in the second inning, lined it right back up the middle. Turned a fastball around and just drilled it to center field. Well, this bit of art we're talking about, the one found in the attic in Maine that dates back to the early 1800s, is the first of its kind ever. Fabian waits, swings, bounces, one foul, got out in front of that, it's 0-1. And dates back to the early 1800s. And they did some research into it, and it is the real deal. In fact, on this date, it was added to the Smithsonian Institution. And you go there, that's pretty legit. Chopper foul, 0-2 to Sandro Fabian. And I didn't mean to, but I actually already told you what it is. Because a whole bunch of us had a whole bunch of them in our attics growing up, or basements, or your room, whatever it might be. It was the first ever baseball card. And yep, it dates back to the early 1800s. 0-2, runner goes. Pitch foul back. Garcia was running. Jared Gettert has been pretty aggressive in terms of sending runners against Sandro Fabian, who is now at the plate. Singled and stole his first base of the year on his first attempt of the year in the second inning. David Garcia does not have a stolen base or an attempt, and he was running. No balls, two strikes. Criswell set. Long set by the right-hander. Now comes to the plate. And a bouncer foul. Boy, he had Fabian way out in front, but Sandro got a piece of it, still 0-2. Right-handed hitter is Fabian, .228 batting average. Has some power. He has 10 home runs. And 30 runs driven in. Criswell with the sign gives the look at the base runner. Garcia, nope, going to go back to the bag. They throw that way. Boy, it's as if Garcia knew what was coming. He was moving back to the bag before Jeff threw over there. No balls, two strikes. One on and two men down. Last of the fourth inning. Again, the Riders with a man on base. Fabian waits. Here's the pitch on the way by Criswell, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Slider away. Fabian swings through it. Just two strikeouts for Jeff Criswell. Again, one base hit. Now, that was a bunt base hit. No runs on a hit, no errors. And again, a man left on base. Same scenario in all four innings for the Riders. So we have played four on a warm blue sky evening here in Frisco, Texas. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash. And through four innings, that is, Hounds and Riders, no score.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds. And they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Outstanding start for Zach Kent. It is now in the books. He goes four innings, no runs, no hits. He walked two, and one of those was the first batter of the game on four pitches. So Zach Kent, again, who's been on the injured list, he had gone four innings total in his first two starts back, but he goes four innings in this game and gives way now to Grant Wolfram. No pressure at all, Grant. You inherit a no-hitter. New four innings. Jeremy Ironman will lead it off in the fifth. Scoreless game. First pitch swing. Pops it up into center field. Straight away is strong. Boy, Kellen barely had to move, and he will handle it for the out. Boy, for a moment he just camped, and he thought, well, imagine he's got it. And yes, he did. One pitch, one swing, one fly ball out to center. And the batter is Kyle McCann. Struck out his first time up, did Kyle. So we're in the top of the fifth inning. No score. Riders have had a base hit in each of the first four innings. Rockhounds just two walks in the game. Kyle McCann, lefty against lefty here. Cheating in at third is Jax Biggers. Pitch right down the middle. Called strike from Wolfram, and the count goes 0-1. Went for Zach Kent again. Just could not have gone much better as he tries to get back to full tilt boogie on the year. Pitch, that's called strike two. Boy, McCann getting picked on here is Kyle. Wolfram with back-to-back strikes. Grant, big tall lefty, 6'6", 235. 25 years of age, out of Davenport, Michigan. I want to say Iowa, but it's Michigan. Breaking pitch down and away, one ball and two strikes. Born in Holland, Michigan, 18th rounder in 2018 out of Davenport College. And redundant here, Davenport, Michigan. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-2 to Kyle McCann. Shane Selman on deck. No score. Fifth inning. Field entirely in shadows now. Sun on the Lazy River, which is, I have not seen it this populated. I don't know. It must, like somebody dropped a gold coin in there or something, but it is packed tonight. Swinging the foul straight back, 2-2. And I've never been a fan of it, and I don't know that anybody is really, well, maybe, you know, there probably are people paying attention to the game in Lazy River. But tonight, yeah, tonight it's the real deal, got to say that. Here's the 2-2 pitch, down and away, ball three. So a 3-2 count now. Grant Wolfram making his 21st appearance all out of the bullpen. And very solid bases on balls, the speed bump for him. Stretch and pitch, just outside, ball four. Kyle draws a walk. Well, we've said that often about Kyle McCann dating back to last season. He really does have a good sense of the strike zone. Kyle 0-for-1 in the ballgame with a strikeout, but now he adds a walk on the road trip. 6-for-23, so he's hitting about 260 or so on the road trip, but he has now drawn 8 bases on balls. So he's on base 14 out of 31. That's 460 or so in an OBP. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-1 to Shane Selman. Shane has mentioned playing for the first time since June 26th. And trying to get timing back and everything else with it. Right fielder 0-for-1. He flew out to left his first time up. Short lead by McCann. Pitch to Selman. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-2. Saeed Valenzuela on deck. Rockhounds have their third base runner of this game. But again, they have all come on walks. Hounds do not have a hit. Riders have just four. Pitch by Wolfram is popped in the air. Middle of the infield. See who's going to make the call. Second baseman Foscue, and he will glove it. Now Shane Selman pops out in a towering pop out to second base. Here's Saeed Valenzuela. Flew out to left his first time up. Now top of the fifth inning in Frisco. And sky still just an absolute crystal blue. One tiny bank of clouds way off beyond the right field wall. And, man, that is it. Started the game with a 97, 98-degree heat index. It's down from last night. Swinging a foul back out of play off Saheed's bat, 0-1. Valenzuela at 226 on the season, 0-1 in this game. Hasn't hit for a high average on the road trip. Not 220 or so, but a couple of doubles, a homer, and three driven in. He scored six runs on the road swing. Takes down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Grant Wolfram in 33 and a third innings, just 28 base hits, so under a hit per inning, but 26 walks. High strikeout volume, 42 Ks in those 33 innings. 1.62 the whip because of the bases on balls. Ground ball back up middle, got a chance, and that'll be a sliding stop by shortstop. The throw, though, is going to be high. So a base hit for Valenzuela. Excellent effort by Ornelas at short. I thought Boskew might try to get there as well. Ornelas, I think, the only guy who had a chance at it. So we'll wait officially to score. Again, there have been some two or three rather intriguing scoring calls. But that, I would think, that was anything but ordinary effort to get that. They have not put a hit up on the board yet. First and second are the runners. Kyle McCann stopping at second. And there we go. Now they put the hit up there. Again, really good effort by Ornelas on the play. So now, here's Chase Calabrese. Rockhounds have their first hit of the game. First and second for Chase. Walked his first time. Again, extends an on-base streak to 17. Takes a called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. His 12-game hit streak, which ended last night, went 0-3 plus a walk. It was really, the numbers were so impressive. Hadn't even thought about a longer on-base streak until I was doing some of the numbers last night. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1, and doing the reaccounting, he had reached base in the three games before he started the hit streak. But he was hitting better than 500 in that 12-gamer, and that kind of, yeah, that took priority. Here's the stretch. Left-hander delivers. Wolfram, outside corner, called strike, 1-2 to Chase. Two on, two out, fifth inning, no score. And he has walked in this game, so Chase Calabrese on base in 17 straight. Hits in 12 of his last 13. He's just been tremendous over the last 5 weeks or so. Check swing, did he go? Held the bat in position, did not go around. Two balls, two strikes. Very wise, I think, there to just freeze with that bat where it was on the check swing. 2-2, McCann at second, Valenzuela at first. Two down in the fifth inning. Stretch into 2-2 to Chase, foul that one back. Count stays, two balls and two strikes. Grant Wolfram on in relief of Zach Kent. And, of course, becomes the pitcher of record, rather obviously. Comes into a scoreless game. 2 balls, two strikes to Chase. Runners there leads. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wolfram looks at second. Kicks and comes to the plate. Nope, down and away. Ball three. So now, plot thickens a little bit. Runners will go with the pitch. Two men down in the inning. A one-out walk, Kyle McCann, and the two-out infield single. Rockhounds only hit. Frisco, as mentioned, has 4 base hits. One of those is a bunt. 3-2. Chase waits. Runners go. Pitch swung on. Foul away. Do it again on 3-2. Top of the order, Brett Harris waiting on deck. So Wolfram trying to escape. First real threat, really, for the Rockhounds. The first walk was wiped away quickly. The second came with 2 out in the third inning, and nothing amounted from it. 3-2 again, pitching away to Chase. Swings and bounces one left side. It's a fair ball down on the field line. Chase Calabrese. He will turn for second. That'll be an RBI double for Chase. My goodness, has he been impressive. A 3-2 double. I'm going to get a look at it. I think he was jammed on that pitch. Let's see. No, actually, you know what? Got a little bit of the plate and just an inside-out swing, and he doubles down the left field line. Rockhounds take the lead. Kyle McCann in to score. Kalibuig has now hit in 13 of 14 games. And again, not only has he hit in those games, he's hitting just shy of 500 in those games. Now, here's the stretch, Brett Harris, and the pitch in the dirt, got away, breaking for the plate. There'll be, well, there'll be a throw, but not in time. Valenzuela scores. Hounds lead it 2-0. And down to third base goes Chase Kalibuig in the wild pitch. Boy, pitch down and into the shoe tops. That's a tough ask of catcher David Garcia, so it's 1-0 to Brett Harris, runner at third with two down. Hounds of Frankenstein, two runs together here in the fifth inning to take the lead. Brett waits. He's 0-1 plus a walk. Takes down and in for a ball, 2-0. Chase Kalibuig, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll put it on hold for our game summary, which is coming up after the bottom of the fifth. But, I mean, be it the on-base streak, his last now 32 games, the road trip, hits in 13 of 14, he has just been tremendous. So good to see. Swinging a fly ball, center field. Going back, still back is strong. Boy, that ball is really hit, but it's going to run out of steam at about 395 feet. Boy, Brett gave it a ride, but Strom hauls it in. So the inning is over, but a double by Chase Kalibuig brings home a run. A wild pitch brings home another. Two runs on two hits and a walk, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the first runs are on the board in Frisco. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Riders nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Josh Stowers leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and he swings at the first offering from Jeff Criswell and comes up empty 0-1. Stowers bounced out to third baseman Brett Harris his first time. 2-0 Hounds, bottom half of the fifth inning. First two runs just put on the board a moment ago. Bunt popped up. Criswell makes the catch. Boy, Brett Harris almost collided with Jeff. Jeff said, I got it all the way, man. I'm okay. Brett gives him a pat on the backside as he jogs back by him. Of course, a lot of times if it's just a straight everyday pop-up, I mean high in the sky, you'd like the third baseman to make the play. But in this case, boy, they did collide a little bit. In this case, a little bunt and a pop-up, and Criswell had it all the way. It's not that pitchers can't make those plays. You just like the full-time infielders to do it more often than not. Pitch a called strike to the back door to Jax Biggers, 0-1. But as long as somebody catches it, mission accomplished. Criswell's pitch good. Fastball swung on and missed. Biggers chasing one up at 93. And Jeff out of the University of Michigan started to say one of two Portage, Michigan natives on the team. No longer Max Schumann, the other Max now at AAA Las Vegas. Very well deserved. Pitch swung on, roll toward 30. Really jammed. This is going to be a tough play. From foul ground, Harris throws, not going to get him. He's safe. Jax Biggers, and that was actually a really good pitch. Got in on Biggers, and he just fought it off. By the time Brett Harris got it, he was near the bag and had to cross into foul territory, and then that is a long throw. So Biggers with a base hit. The Riders have one hit in each of the first five innings. A little dribbler right there, and that'll bring up Jonathan Ornella as he is lined out to center field and popped to second. He's 0 for 2. And top hitter for average on the team. One of the best in the league. Ornelas, tall, slender, right-handed hitting shortstop. Swings and misses. Off-speed pitch, 0-1. Dustin Harris on deck. Two really dangerous hitters right at the top of the order in Ornelas and Harris. 0-1 count. One on, one out. This Will's pitch swung on. And that is a swing and a miss. Kind of heard a foul ball there, but nope. 0-2 to count. Ornelas, 8 home runs, hit one opening night of this series in the bottom of the first inning. Little Ricky Henderson number. Pitch swung on, that is drilled left field toward the corner. That's a fair ball. That's going to bang off the wall in left. Marty Bikina will make the play, and it'll be second and third with one man down. For the first time in this game, the Riders have two men on in the same inning, and that is an 0-2 pitch again. We've seen a lot of that in this series. So it's second and third, two out. Ball was hit very hard. Bikina got there in pretty good order, and now Kyle McCann out for a visit with right-hander Jeff Criswell. So second and third, tying runs in scoring position. And the batter will be Dustin Harris, and he's 1-for-2. He's hit it hard both times. He flew out to deep right his first time and doubled to Harris his last time up to right field. Cheating in at third base is Brett Harris. Pitch to Dustin Harris. Fly ball left center field. That's going to be more than deep enough to score the run. The catch made by Bikina. And that will be a sac fly, and the Riders on the board. So Dustin Harris with his team-leading 57th run batted in. He's been really productive. No way that the Hounds are going to deny that run. They do hold Ornelas at second base. So deep fly ball to left, and that brings home first run of the ball game. One run on six hits for the Riders. 2-1 Rockhounds lead. And again, boy, for the fourth time in five innings, a runner in scoring position with two men down. This, though, after the Riders have scored a run. And here's Blaine Krim, singled, and he's lined out to center. He's hit the ball hard twice. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Right-handed hitter is Blaine Krim. He's one of the top power guys in this team. 12 home runs, 48 driven in. Second only to Harris on the team in terms of RBIs. Swings, loops one right field, and that's going to drop, and that's going to tie this ball game. Boy, a little duck snort. 2-2 tie, bottom of the fifth. Well, Krim did not hit it hard at all, but again, with two outs in the inning, Ornelas was running. He scores with ease, and just a little flare into right field will tie this game. Pitch was up a little bit. Krim almost kind of fought it off in his shallow right. So, brand new ball game, two apiece. Three base hits in this inning for the Riders. An infield single, a little duck snort, and then the solid double in the middle. Now Chris Smith out for a visit. So it's a runner at first. Two men down, two runs in. Chris will visit with Jeff Criswell. Talking with Kyle McCann. And both guys nodding their heads. Chris Smith. Former major leaguer on a couple of different occasions. Six years between his big league stints. One of the really
good stories, and man, what a really good guy. It's his family with him, does Chris. The three just terrific daughters. They are just terrific kids. I forgot to ask the age because when you've been on this planet for a certain amount of time, kids' ages get a little tougher to actually have a good guess on, and I'm awful at it. So, I mean, it just got three terrific kids, says Chris. Here's Justin Foscue now. One on and two men down. Swinging a high pop foul left field side. Giving a look is Bikina. Does Marty have a chance at this? What is it? Nope. Ball got out of play. Well, he pursued that all the way to the wall. Foscue 0 for 2. He struck out and flown to left. So the Hounds break the scoreless tie in the top of the fifth inning. The Riders make it a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning. And they perhaps are not through. Foscue, who last night in the fifth had the tie-breaking two-run swing of the bat with a double. Pitched by Criswell down and away. Good stop by Kyle McCann behind the plate. One ball, one strike. And Foscue at 286 on the season. The guy rocks that bat, those hands way up high. Jeff set from the belt. Criswell's pitch. Swung on hard hit ball, but right at third. Actually, a line drive at third. Wayne Foscue just drops the bat and kind of didn't slam the helmet, just dropped it down with a little extra enthusiasm. A line shot to third base, glove by Harris. So, boy, wouldn't you know it, a couple of duck snorts, or at least a duck snort ties the game. A line drive is the third out of the inning. Baseball can be goofy. Give you some totals coming up. Two runs in the inning on three base hits for the Riders. No errors, and one man is left on base. So we'll go to the top half of the sixth. And after five complete in Frisco, Village Car Wash score this game now a 2-2 tie.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Tie ball game in the Metroplex. We have played five innings, 2-2 the score. Riders have certainly had the better of it overall. They have seven base hits. Rockhounds have two. And also now one error. I'm guessing that they went back and reviewed. The Rockhounds have now been credited with an error. I think it is on the dropped pop-up well back in the first inning. We'll double-check on that. A swing and a miss, and Marty Bikina comes up empty. So Hounds, according now to the scorecard, two runs, two hits, one error, 2-2 and 1. Frisco, two runs, seven hits, no errors, 2-7 and 0. All the scoring in the fifth. Pitch drops down low. One ball, one strike. Logan Davidson and Jordan Diaz will follow. Stretch by the left-hander, Grant Wolfram, second inning of work, delivers up high and away for a ball, and it's 2-1. Double-check here real quickly. Yep, they did go back in. So Kyle McCann, I'm sorry. See, we're trying to just go ahead and sweep it under the carpet, but no, Kyle did get an error on a drop pop-up. Obviously has not affected the scoring. Fly ball right field, drifting foul. Will pop down into the Rockhounds dugout. Or bullpen, more accurately. Two balls and two strikes. See, we'll got time called, I think, maybe at home plate. Yeah, Marty Bikina asking for time. So get the card corrected. And on an error. And activity now beginning in the Riders' bullpen as well. Stretch and pitch. Just down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Marty Bikina, leading it off here in the top half of the sixth in a 2-2 tie. Third game of a six-game series. Teams have split the first two. Riders putting an end to the Rockhounds' 9-game win streak with a win last night. Swing and Bikina sends one to left field. Well struck, baby, and going back and still back over the shoulder. That ball's going to find the base of the wall. That's a double for Marty Bikina. Base of the wall in left field. Slaps his hands together one time as he gets to the bag at second. Lead-off double for the Hounds in the sixth. Swing of the bat by Marty. Pitch looked like, yeah, it hung up a little bit on a breaking ball, and we just missed getting it out of here. That ball, you know, upon replay, I was watching Sandro Fabian more than I was watching Kellen Strom. Strom made a really nice play on that ball. Ball got over Fabian's head, hit the base of the wall, bounded back past him, but Strom charged over, made the play really in stride, but Bikina still getting to second. Now Logan Davidson takes up high. Logan, who's had a very good road trip, had a tough night. He has struck out twice. Called third strike, which was borderline, and then a check swing, which, you know, was one of those 50-50 things. Pitched down and away for ball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Batting from the right side against the left-handed reliever, Grant Wolfram. Logan, very solid on the road trip, hitting about 340. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch, just outside, ball three. So Wolfram, who gave up a walk and a couple of base hits in the fifth inning, RBI double by Chase Calabuig among them. A double here for Bikina, and a 3-0 count now to Logan. Let's see if he has the green light. I would imagine he does. Doesn't matter. Way down and in, ball four. So 2 walks, 3 hits now for Wolfram. Again, there is activity for Frisco in the bullpen. 2-1, nobody out for the Rockhounds. The batter will be Jordan Diaz. And going to get a visit to the mound, and I think that's Jared Gettert. It is. He is the manager, and, yep, he will go to the bullpen. So after 4 really good innings from Zach Kent, 4 scoreless and hitless innings, Grant Wolfram, a little bit of a struggle. He will go 1 inning plus, gives up 3 hits, the first 3 of the ballgame for the Rockhounds, 2 runs both earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts, a wild pitch on which a run scored. And the Riders will go to the bullpen, and they will get right-hander Joe Corbett, Oklahoman, out of Oklahoma City. And Joe Corbett will come on pitch, and he will face Jordan Diaz. Jordan, by the way, 0 for 2, and that's noteworthy again from the streak standpoint. Joe Corbett will inherit 2 men on, first and second, with nobody out. Our Stown Communications road to the show. This is really kind of cool. J.J. Schwartz is away from the ball club, and he will be, well, it's kind of a call-up, and it's kind of not, but it's really cool any way you look at it. J.J. is going to serve as the Oakland A's bullpen catcher for their series this weekend. The A's are making the Texas swing. They're playing the Texas Rangers tonight, finishing a series against the Rangers. They will play the Astros. That's no piece of cake right there. My goodness. They will face the Astros this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and J.J. will be the bullpen catcher. So, no, it doesn't count as Major League time, but it is Major League experience. It's even more so, I would think, or similar to, say, being invited to spring training camp. And in this case, you get to be around the big league guys for 3 consecutive days. You get an idea of the regiment. And it's just irreplaceable experience. So for J.J. Schwartz, man, enjoy it, for one. Catch the ball. He is the bullpen catcher for the weekend. That is really cool. He's in the Astros this weekend. Boy, Astros are scary good. They really are. Well, the Seattle Mariners all of a sudden, where'd that come from? 10 in a row. Baltimore Orioles, where did that come from? 10 in a row. Man, baseball's goofy. But there are the elite teams, and man, the Astros are absolutely positively one of them. Here's Jordan Diaz now. Two on, nobody down. Joe Corbett, right-hander on the pitch. Field entirely in shadows as evening starts to settle in. Pitch from Corbett, down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jordan tapped out to the pitcher, Zach Kent, in the second, struck out against the right-hander in the fourth. 0 for 2. Lead runner, Marty Bikina. Runner at first, Logan Davidson. Both can go a little bit. Set by Corbett. Pitch to Diaz. Swings and fouls it back, does Jordan. Count is 1-1. Jeremy Eierman on deck for the Rockhounds here in the fifth. Boy, did that ball glance off David Garcia? My goodness, I think it did. Boy, that kid, he is, well, they're not on the road. He's not getting per diem, but boy, whatever he earns today, he has absolutely earned every penny of it. That's three or four just nasty foul tips. First and second, pitch takes flight. Diaz, ground ball to short. That might be two. Flip to second for one, and an easy double play. 6-4-3, so Jordan Diaz, not only is that 11-game hit streak on hold, he bounces into a critical double play, one would think, here. And that was pretty well tailor-made. A little high hopper, but it had a lot of topspin on it. And, of course, Diaz, let's face it, speed is not his stock in trade. So that turned into an easy double play. Ornelas to Foscue and on to Harris. Runner at third is Marty Bikina, but now two men down. Jeremy Eierman, the batter. 2-2 tie in the sixth. Takes a good backup pitch for a called strike, 0-1. So Joe Corbett comes in and gets the double play. That is huge. Eierman waits. Bikina, the leadoff third. Pitch is swung on and missed. It is quickly 0-2. Jeremy, a strikeout looking in the second inning, flew out to center field in the fifth. That was the first batter that Grant Wolfram faced. Top of the sixth, a 2-2 tie. Runner at third, but two men down. Boy, complexion of this inning just changed big time. 0-2 count. Jeremy waits. Stretching pitch by Corbett, up and away for a ball. The count is one ball and two strikes. Joe Corbett, right-handed pitcher. Watch him one time on the monitor. I don't know how smart that is. Jeremy stands in. Interesting just delivery. The pitch on the way, and that drops down low. Doesn't take the ball back very far, it doesn't appear. Don't know that they're going to have a shot of him in action. See if I can look at that a little bit more. Just an interesting delivery. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at third in a 2-2 tie. Corbett comes set. Delivery to Jeremy. Backs up just inside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Right-handed hitting shortstop. 212 average, but again, 12 homers, 38 driven in. Chokes up a little bit on the bat. Stretch by Corbett. Count full. First base open. Two down. Pitch. Check swing. What didn't mean to. Tapped it over toward Juan Delaney, who will nimbly make the play. So we get a nice souvenir. I'm guessing that screen at one point isn't very tall, but one of the Rockhounds, Juan Delaney, passed it on to one of the guys near the bench who passed it on to a youngster. That's cool. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball away. Well, Joe Corbett right now, he is... Man, a key guy in this ballgame comes in, gets a double play and a strikeout. Came in with runners at first and second. Nobody out, faces two batters, and he is out of the inning. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth. We're in Frisco, Texas. Village Car Wash score, a 2-2 tie.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Well, the pressure reverts now to Jeff Criswell and the Rockhounds defense. Kellen Strom leads it off, bunted his way on. His last time up, a gorgeous bunt. Jeff into the motion, bottom of the sixth inning underway. First pitch just down and in, ball one, 1-0. Again, the Riders have had the better of it. In terms of base hits, 7-3, bouncing ball foul. One ball, one strike. If the Rockhounds do not win this game, well, you have to go back and look at that stretch. Top of the sixth, a walk, a double, two on, nobody out. Actually, it's a double and a walk. Thank you very much. One ball, one strike pitch. Inside ball two. 2-1 to Kellen Strom, a 261 hitter. Four home runs and 17 driven in for the year for the right-hander. Pitching Jeff Criswell leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch to Strom. That'll miss. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Kellen, who was born in Eugene, Oregon, home of the University of Oregon, but went to San Jose State. Takes, boy, that's high. That's ball four. Well, last thing Jeff wanted to do right there, that's his first walk of the ball game. But it comes in a leadoff fashion here in the sixth. So the batter will be David Garcia. The catcher, he is 0-2. As we've been talking about, my goodness, has he taken a pounding behind home plate in this game? The Riders catcher, who's just been a target for foul tips behind the dish. Garcia from the left side, he's a switch hitter. Criswell's pitch good off speed, delivery swung on and missed, 0-1. 2-2 tie, ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Garcia slightly open stance in the left-hand box. Swings and misses, boy, another off-speed pitch. Count quickly 0-2. Sandro Fabian and Josh Stowers the next two. And a time called at home plate. Well, you can tell when time is called. Steven Rios walks out from behind the plate, makes sure nothing's going to go on with the time now having been called. David Garcia has been with the Rangers since 2016 as an international free agent. Takes up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Signed at a very young age. David still just, he's only 22. Again, signed very young by Texas. Out of Caracas, Venezuela. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch outside, 2-2. Sixth inning, by the way, nobody throwing behind Jeff in the bullpen. Garcia digs back in. Again, a bluff by Strom. Did not run. Doesn't run a whole lot, does Kellen, but that hasn't mattered on the night. Guys have been taken off.
pitch, a swing, and a swing and a miss. Ball got down just behind the plate. Kyle can't find it, and all the way to third is Kellen Strom. Now, first base was open, or excuse me, was occupied. So, no throw, but Kyle couldn't find it, and Strom alertly goes from first to third on a wild pitch. So a strikeout, the third of the game for Criswell. It'll come on a wild pitch, and it's a runner at third with one man down. Boy, let's see how that will impact this ball game. Boy, sixth inning. A couple of game-changing moments, perhaps. Delivery swung on, bounced foul by Sandro Fabian. He has singled and stolen a base and struck out in two trips. Hounds, remember, had first and second, nobody out in the top of this inning. A double play changed the complexion there. And a strikeout, a wild pitch that covers two bases, maybe doing the same here. Fabian swings, yep, fly ball. Deep right center field, that may drop. It'll be Calabrese who will track it down, but the tie is broken. A two-base wild pitch. The difference right now in this game, Fabian drives home the run. Boy, crazy stuff. That ball was really well hit by Fabian. Good job by Chase. He got a really good look at it, got a good jump on it, tracked it down. But it's a 3-2 ball game. Of course, you know both members of the battery are going to be really frustrated here. Jeff, because he threw the wild pitch, and Kyle, because he couldn't find it. He blocked it in part. Here's Josh Stowers. Swings and fouls one right at the plate. It's 0-1. He got a piece of it, but the ball then carried back to the backstop. And you see it, of course, not unusual at all, where the catcher just has no real good feel for which way the ball went. And good aggressive play by Strom to get two bases on it. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed 0-2. So the Riders on a walk, a two-base wild pitch, and a sack fly have taken the lead after they had the better of it in base hits, but they don't need a base hit to break the tie here in the sixth inning. Josh Stowers is the batter. Base is empty, two down, but a run across. Pitch to Stowers is inside for a ball. The count goes 1-2. And Josh, former Mariners draft choice, second rounder, in fact, in 18 out of Louisville. One ball, two strikes, stretch and pitch, and he got it. Swing and a miss. Well, the inning is over, but boy, a frustrating inning. Two strikeouts, but it's a wild pitch and really good base running that has affected this game. And Sandro Fabian with a sack fly for the go-ahead run. So we'll go to the top of the seventh. Village Car Wash score this ballgame now reads the Riders 3, the Rockhounds 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the seventh, close ball game all the way tonight. 3-2, Frisco on top of the Rockhounds. Boy, a couple of really game-changing moments. We saw, of course, we had one last night. We'll recap that, and we've done that a couple of times. But boy, in this ball game in the sixth inning, the roads kind of diverged. Hounds had a great opportunity or so it appeared. A double play took that away, and then an unusual sequence puts the Riders on top. Kyle McCann will lead it off. He has struck out and walked in, scored a run in two trips. This is the right-hander Joe Corbett, who delivers outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Shane Selman and Saeed Valenzuela to follow for the Rockhounds here in the stretch inning. Pitch to Kyle is a pitch that's bounced foul well wide of the bag at first. One ball and one strike on Joe Corbett. With a double play, that came with first and second, nobody out. He came on in relief of Grant Wolfram. And then got the strikeout of Jeremy Ironman. And just that quickly, Rockhounds, a really good rally scenario, went right by the boards, and the Riders then come back and break the tie. 1-1 stretch, pitch by Corbett. Just outside to Kyle, one ball, one strike. Make it 2-1, forgive me, two balls and one strike. Joe Corbett, right-hander, set at the belt. Pitch is swung and lifted high in the air to right field. This is well struck. This is high and deep, and this ball's got a chance. That thing is gone! Up around Lazy River, Kyle McCann takes one out of here. Boy, I hesitated for a moment because the right fielder Stowers just kind of stopped as if he had a beat on it. No way, ball way out of here. And Kyle McCann, well, I'm sure came to the plate with a bat in his hand and a chip on his shoulder. He ties this ball game right back up. Kyle with his 10th of the year and 30th RBI. Well, we're going to get a second look at that, and boy, that was majestic. That ball cleared the Lazy River. Folks, that is a poke. That really is. Pitch up and in, ball one to Shane Selman. Kyle McCann, boy, he is having a good road trip. Kyle, 1-for-2 plus a walk in this game. So he's hitting better than, well, about 290, in fact, on the road swing, and he's been productive. Here's a high fly ball to left field. This off bat of Shane Selman, and that is high, and that is deep, and that ball's got a chance, and that is gone! Back-to-back home runs, and Shane Selman, welcome back! First game since June 26th. Turns and drives this ball out of the ballpark to left field. Then the Hounds have now tied it and broken the tie on back-to-back swings. Boy, that ball just clearing that wall and left. But again, that is not a short wall out there. We'll get a second look at this one, thankfully. Boy, that ball was down in the zone. Towering fly ball out of here onto the grass permanent. Yep, that cleared the fence by a little bit. So back-to-back home runs. And here is Saeed Valenzuela. And he takes inside on the corner, that is, for a called strike. Kyle McCann and Shane Selman back-to-back. With Shane, welcome back. Man, that has to feel good. Oh, and pitch to Saeed way outside for a ball, 1-1. Boy, did we say this game will keep you humble? Joe Corbett gets out of a 2-1, nobody out jam out of the bullpen, and now gives up back-to-back home runs in the seventh. The Hounds back to hitting home runs in this road trip. Pitch high, ball 2-2-1. That is a total now of 16 home runs. This is the ninth game of the road trip. McCann with his ninth and Selman with his seventh. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 3-1 now to Valenzuela. Mention for Shane Selman. How good does that have to feel? And mention he went through just an absolute stretch of misery, and don't even like to give the numbers, but again, it's just a stat. Swing and a miss. It's 3-2 now to Valenzuela. Shane Selman was 0-for-26, and this is just before he was sidelined on the IL, but he was busting out of it. He went 3-for-11. That's 273. That's A-OK. Here's a swing and a punch shot, left side glove by the third baseman, Biggers. Line drive, inside out swing. Biggers will bag it. And there's one down in the seventh inning. So Shane busts out of an 0-for-26, goes 3-for-11 in three games. And next thing you know, the last of those games, June 26th, and he is sidelined until tonight, the 14th of July. He had flown out to left, popped to second, I should say, and then a solo home run and a tie-breaking home run at that. Chase Calabuig takes low for ball one. Chase, a walk and an RBI double. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander Corbett. And a swing and a foul ball away. One ball and one strike. And, of course, with Chase Calabuig of late, boy, pick your stat. Tremendous road trip on base now in 17 in a row. And, again, that's a stat a little different than the one we gave you last night. We were looking at a hit streak and forgot that he had reached base in the three before that without a lot of base hits. Pitch high for a ball, 2-1. I think the most impressive, really, although they are all impressive for Chase right now, last 32 games, hitting just under 400. Pitch to Calabuig, fouled back. Count 2-2. Top of the seventh, Rockhounds now lead it 4-3. And Joe Corbett. Again, love the phrase. I don't know, we started saying it a long time ago, but it's so true. This game will keep you humble. Joe, who went to West Texas A&M. The delivery, and that is right down the middle, called third strike. Boy, you kind of wonder there what Chase was looking for. Got a fastball strike right at the knees. And tell you how good he's been on this road trip. And in baseball, Goofy, that was basically almost down the middle, above the knees. Guy who has just been swinging the dickens out of the bat. That's his first strikeout of the road trip. And it comes in a pitch that he took right down the chute. Strikeout number two for Corbett. Top of the order, here's Brett Harris. Bouncing ball down the third base side. And that is a what? Foul ball? Boy, not by much. Third baseman Biggers made an effort at it, but ball just wide of the bag. No argument from Bobby. And he is, of course, right there in the third base coaching box. Well, for the Rockhounds, and they've had great success, of course, of late, and great success starting the second half. They are 11-3, including last night's defeat, 7-1 on the road trip, and again a 9-game win streak was snapped last night. And it has been a variety of hitting and or pitching heroes. Check swing, pretty sure he went. They say no. Telling you, check swing is a toss of the coin sometimes. Brett gave that pretty good look, but did not go around. One ball, one strike. Roddy Dangerfield saying, Caddyshack, place your bets, place your bets. One ball, one strike pitch, backs up, inside corner called strike. No, it's 1-2, bases empty. With two men down, but two runs in. Hounds do have activity in the bullpen. Jeff Criswell, very good start in this game. Stretch and pitch, and a ball hit towards short. Couple of long hops for Ornelas. Edge of the grass makes the play and the throw, and the inning is over. But the Rockhounds get back-to-back home runs to start the inning. Kyle McCann on a towering blast out of here, and Shane Selman with a solo home run to left field. So our seventh inning stretch trivia is coming up. Our Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ballgame time in Frisco, now reads the Rockhounds 4 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Right-hander Michael Danielak will come on. Again, really solid start for Jeff Criswell. We'll give you his numbers as we get into the seventh inning. So Michael Danielak in for the Rockhounds out of the bullpen. Our seventh inning stretch trivia. We're talking about some pretty major league history right here. We're talking about wins by a franchise all time. Which of these was the first franchise to post 10,000 wins? 10,000 wins. Reds, Yankees, Pirates, Dodgers, Giants. Which of those franchises first, and they did it on this date, to reach 10,000 all-time wins? Reds, Yankees, Pirates, Dodgers, or the Giants? Did it on this date, 10,000 wins. First to get there. Well, any of those might be a pretty good guess. The Reds and Pirates, two of the longest standing franchises. Reds, in fact, I think the longest. Yankees, of course, won a million games overall. Dodgers did. So did the Giants. I'll give you a pitch or so. Reds, Yankees, Pirates. Dodgers or Giants? Michael Danielak on in relief of Jeff Criswell. Jeff will go six innings. Give up seven base hits, three runs, all earned. The last one, I'm sure, maybe the most frustrating run that he has allowed on the year. And here's Jax Biggers now to lead it off in the seventh. Swings at the first pitch and pops it a mile in the air near home plate. Kyle McCann waiting, and nope, he can't make the play. The ball dropped. Boy, that's a couple in this game that Kyle has just not been able to handle. Had an error charged on the first one, and so we'll wait and see on this. But, boy, that should have been an out. Those are so frustrating for the pitcher. We'll see if that is. I won't rush to judgment on this. It took him a while to charge the error the first time around. Pitch swung on, that's lined into right field, but it will hang up, and Shane Selman will make the play. So line drive, right field. Biggers retired, one man down here in the seventh. Well, appropriately enough, they did it against an arch rival on this date. Let's see, wasn't the Reds, wasn't the Yankees, wasn't the Pirates, Dodgers or Giants? The game was played in L.A., but it was the Giants who won the ball game on this date. Here's a call of Steve Reich to Jonathan Ornelas, and it's 0-1. The New York-San Francisco Giants became the first franchise in history to win 10,000 ball games. Pitch down in 1-1. And I'm sure you're fascinated to know their record at that point was 10,000 wins, 8,511 losses. Delivery swung on a bounce foul. Boy, that pitch was up and in. Ornelas just fought it off and sent it sharply down the left field side. Well, that's a lot of baseball, man. 10,000 wins. Giants were the first to get there. Non-Googleable trivia from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow and Saturday, 6:05 on Sunday, and that takes baseball in general, affiliated anyway, to the All-Star break. Ground ball, foul, wide at third, and Jared Gettert will handle that. Will the Frisco manager, 1-2 the count to Ornelas. Jonathan, 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the fifth inning. Rockhound scored two in the top of the fifth. Riders got two in the last of the inning and then took the lead in the sixth. Pitched down and away and stopped nicely by Kyle McCann. Rockhounds on home runs by Kyle and Shane Selman back-to-back in the top of this, the seventh, have reclaimed a 4-3 lead. So this one really back and forth all night long. Dustin Harris waits on deck. Pitch called, third strike. That was interesting. Ornelas looked like he was backing out of the box a little bit. Don't know if he was going to ask for time. I don't know if we get a second look at that on replay. That may have been appearances being deceiving. Don't know. Two man down, strikeout for Michael. As Danielak on in relief here in the seventh inning. And the batter will be Dustin Harris, and he has had a good night. He's 1-for-2. He flew out to deep right, doubled to right, and a sacrifice fly. And a big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, and the off-speed pitch by tall right-hander Michael Danielak on for the Rockhounds. Ball game in the last of the seventh, 4-3 the score. Hounds on top, pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. And Harris, really dangerous. Good power, good speed. Delivery, and that'll skip back to the plate and all the way back to the screen to count those two balls and a strike. Michael Danielak making his 27th appearance. All but one out of the bullpen. 2-0 with a 4.60 ERA. Numbers just solid right along the board. Did a swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. He's right at a hit per inning. 19 walks, 39 strikeouts, so a 2-to-1 ratio. Walks maybe just a tinge high. But again, nothing out of line at all. The 1.44 whip. Opposition hits 267 against him. It's a good, pretty good stat line right across the board for the right-hander. Delivers, and this ball hit back up the middle, but right there is a shortstop Ironman behind the bag. Throw boy just in time. Man, Harris is fast. That throw beaten by, again, about a half step. 1-2-3 for the first time all night go the Riders here in the seventh. So we have played seven. It's been a good ball game, back and forth all night long. Village Car Wash score through the seventh. Rockhounds 4, Frisco Rough Riders 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Through seven, Hounds lead it 4-3. Boy, runs have scored on pretty good for only, what, volume of seven runs scored. All kinds of, the two teams have scored runs in rather a wide variety of ways. Back-to-back home runs in the seventh from Kyle McCann and Shane Selman. The difference in this game, Nick Starr will come on to pitch. As we go to the top half of the eighth inning, the ball game scoreless through the first four. Riders had the better of it. They had opportunities with runners in scoring position in each of the first three, and they had one man on with one out in the fourth. Did not score. Jeff Criswell didn't give up very much and did not surrender a run. The Rockhounds took the lead in the fifth inning. Chase Calabuig with an RBI double, second run scored on a wild pitch. And we go now to the top of the eighth inning. And Marty Bikina takes up high for a ball. Marty led the sixth inning off with a double. Hounds had a great chance and went by the boards on a double play and a strikeout. Swing and a miss comes up empty. One ball, one strike. After the Hounds took the lead in the top of the fifth, the Riders tied it in the last of the fifth inning. Jonathan Ornelas with a double. It was key. Here's a called Steve Reich, and the count goes 1-2. An infield single, a double by Ornelas, a sack fly by Dustin Harris, and a little tiny blooper, just a duck snort to right by Blaine Krim, tied it at two apiece. 1-2 pitch, lifted high and foul off into a darkening night sky now, really deep, dark midnight blue all the way around. Riders took the lead in the sixth after denying the Hounds in the top of the sixth inning. A Frankenstein, the go-ahead run, is a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2 to Marty. Hounds got a leadoff double in the sixth by Marty Bikina. Logan Davidson walked. Joe Corbett relieved Grant Wolfram, got a double play off the bat of Jordan Diaz and struck out Jeremy Ironman. Pitch to Marty just missed ball two, two balls, two strikes. And after denying the Hounds a chance to take the lead, a walk to Kellen Strom. A two-base wild pitch on a strikeout and a sack fly. Pitch up high for a ball. 3-2. And again, give Strom a ton of credit. Went from first to third on a wild pitch. Ball bounded back to the screen, and Kyle wasn't sure where it was. And Strom got to third, scored on a sack fly moments later. 3-2. Woo! Check swing. Did not mean to. And that'll find its way about four stories up. 3-2 to Marty Bikina. He and Nick Starr doing battle here. So the team's really kind of using all sorts of methods to score first five runs in this game, but numbers six and seven are easily described. Pitch, boy, down low, and Marty coaxed a walk. Really good plate appearance by Marty Bikina. Nope, not an at-bat, of course. That's a base on ball, so one on with nobody down. And fouled off three two-strike pitches and finds himself on at first. In the seventh inning, Kyle McCann hit a home run well out of here to right field. And Shane Silvin followed two pitches later with a drive out to left to tie and break the tie. Back-to-back ABs. Pitch up high to Logan Davidson, ball one. Logan 0 for 2 plus a walk. He has struck out twice, and again, those were intriguing. A borderline called strike in the first and a borderline check swing strike three in the fourth. He's getting picked on. Drew a walk his last time. Big swing and a miss here, and it's 1-1. So 4-3 is our score. Game three of the set from Frisco. Hounds and Riders tomorrow at 7:05. Same on Saturday night. And then 6:05 on Sunday. Throw the first, and boy, that was close. Just getting back in is Marty Bikina. He'll dust himself off. Well, Marty, All-Star break next week, Monday through Thursday. And the Hounds are back home on Friday the 22nd. Pitch. Boy, got there. Called strike inside corner. Getting pretty clear. I think Logan's the designated close pitch guy for this ball game. Hounds have four runs, five hits, and an error. 4-5-1. Frisco 3-7-0. Oh. Again, interesting. They did not call an error on the last pop fly that was missed at home plate. There's a swing and a foul away. Intriguing. And obviously he has been, boy, big, really big offensively in this game is Kyle McCann. He's had a rough night behind the plate, had the passed ball early. Wild pitch that got back to the screen and just could not find it. Boy, that happens to everybody from time to time, of course. But he's missed a couple of pop-ups. They called an error on one, but not on the other. Interesting. Pitch to Logan Davidson up and in. Two balls, two strikes, one on, nobody down. Eighth inning, Rockhounds 4, Frisco 3. So 4-5-1 for the Rockhounds, 3-7-0 for Frisco. Kyle McCann now double-digit home runs on the year, 10 homers. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2. So now, decision time for Bobby Crosby. Do you send Marty Bikina? One on and nobody down. 3-2 count. Logan waits from the left side. Right-hander star delivers. Runner doesn't go. Called third strike at the knees. I'm telling you, as Logan flips his bat a little bit, he has just had, of the borderline calls in this game, and I think there have been about five or six, he's shaking his head, walking away. I don't blame him. I'm getting a look at the replay. Oh, my goodness. Well, again, right on the border. Right on the border. But of the maybe half dozen borderline strikes in this game, I think probably half of them have been with Logan at the plate. Now Jordan Diaz takes down and away. Jordan is having the kind of night he rarely has. He has tapped out to the pitcher, struck out, and bounced into a key double play. Doesn't happen often. Takes down low, ball two, 2-0. So a walk and a whiff for Nick Starr out of the bullpen. Top of the eighth, 4-3 Rockhounds. We have made the journey now fully into night. Well, this ballpark really becomes a pretty setting at really any time, but especially nighttime. Swing and a miss. Jordan comes up empty. Talk about it often. It's changed so much, evolved over the years, what is around the ballpark. It's now pretty well lined on the left and right by high-scale apartments. I doubt they're cheap. Pitch swung on and missed, 2-2. So Jordan, man, he has struggled in this game. As if to accentuate it, I look at the screen, I have a close-up of Jordan, and I said he has struggled on this night. Took a big, deep breath, as if to say amen. One on, one man down, 4-3 Hounds, and a 2-2 count to the Hounds. First baseman pitch to Jordan, down and away. Full count now, 3-2. Since this ballpark was built all the way back, a big old, it's a high-scale hotel right behind center field, perfectly aligned, and I'm sure that was by design. Runner goes, 3-2. Pitch fouled away. Bikina was running with a pitch. I mention him quite often. It's an Embassy Suites, if that'll help you at all. But it's nicely illuminated, too. They have green lighting on the front of the hotel. And again, the I don't know how many sides there are to the actual building, but one of them is centered perfectly behind the batter's eye, by design, I'm sure. 3-2. Does Bikina run? He does. Pitch to Jordan. Is swung on and fouled away again. So 3-2, and Diaz doing battle. Some lush green trees behind the batter's eye here. Batter's eye is a tall, dark green batter's eye. Never been a fan of the ballpark, just the structure of it, but the field, the actual playing surface, one of my favorites in the league. And just a really nice setting. Three balls, two strikes. Runner goes again. Pitch swung on and fouled back again. Well, Jordan Diaz has fouled away 3-2 strike pitches. He's wearing Marty Bikina out. Runner at first with one man down. Eighth inning. Rockhounds lead at 4-3. Boy, Nick Starr has thrown a lot of pitches in this inning. Again, he came in out of the bullpen. He went 3-2 on Marty Bikina. Marty fouled away 3-2 strike pitches. So that was a 9-pitch walk. He went full on Logan Davidson with a foul ball. So that was a 7-pitch whiff. And he's 3-2 now. 9 pitches to Diaz. Runner goes. Foul back. Will do it again. It'll be a 10-pitch plate appearance at least. What, 9, 8, and 10 pitches to 3 batters. Well, the guy doing, whoever's counting on the electronic board has missed about 2 of them. Pitch swung on, fouled away again. So that is, well, that's 5 2 strike pitches, I promise you, to Jordan Diaz. Glad I'm counting because the official pitch count guy is off by 2. He has missed a little bit here. That's 5 2 strike foul balls to Diaz. One on and one man down. Time is called now. Time is called at home plate. And Marty Bikina has been running on virtually every one of the 3-2 pitches. This will be the 5th of them. Check me, the 6th. And he'll draw a throw over to first base. I believe that is the 2nd throw for Nick Starr, so he won't throw over again. You have to get him. You throw over again and do not get him, he gets 2nd base. So Diaz really doing battle. 12th pitch of the plate appearance. Bikina runs, and that's fouled back, and that's 6 two-strike foul balls. It's interesting. I don't know if the online, what I'm looking at on the video board we have here, but they are 2 pitches behind in terms of pitch count. And, of course, like the man said in baseball, we count everything. And the electronic stuff is nice, but the guy pushing the buttons has missed a couple of pitches here. I mean, Nick Starr has been out there a while. I have to go back and count, but he's 30 at least with one on and one out. 3-2 again. Diaz swings, fouls another one back. 7 2 strike foul balls. Boy, he's approaching Randy Betton levels. Randy was the Midland Angel. 98 season, I think he was with us several different seasons. Extended a nice hit streak after fouling off 13 two strike pitches at San Antonio. Love that at bat. Again, Bikina runs, and a base hit to center. What an at-bat for Jordan Diaz. Well, it's not quite Randy Betton level, but he fouled off 7 two-strike pitches, lines a ball to center, Bikina comes to third, and Jordan Diaz, oh, by the way, extends a hit streak to 12 games, and that ball was ripped. What an A.B. that was. Boy, I think that's probably 2nd all-time just in my unofficial cool at-bats. Now we're going to get a visit to the mound. And again, this question of pitch count, they've got him with 29, and I'll guarantee it's more than that. That was a 13-pitch at bat for Diaz. The strikeout of Logan Davidson was 7. Oh, is he going to be right? I'm going to be wrong. You know what? I think that I owe an apology. I think he's right. 29 pitches? I think that might be right. It's 29 or 30. They have a relief pitcher now warming in the bullpen for Frisco. Guy pushing the buttons on the electronic box. I think maybe we split the difference. Maybe we'll reach off by one. I apologize. So left-hander in the bullpen. That's Tyler Thomas. But that's three batters and basically 30 pitches. First and third, one man down. Batter is Jeremy Ironman. Looks to bunt, draws the bat. Back of the ball, got back to the screen. And the Hounds will score on a wild pitch for the second time in the game. Or a pass ball will check. Either way, it expands the lead. And Jordan Diaz down to second base. And we'll see. And look, boy, that was one of those down and away. That might be a pass ball. That is one that to me is absolutely 50-50. We'll see how that will be scored. It was down and away, but maybe one that Garcia should have come up with. It's 1-0 to Jeremy Ironman, runner in scoring position, a run in. It's 5-3 Hounds, and Jeremy takes ball two. Boy, I mean, Nick Starr has been out there a while. Won't quibble over one pitch. It's 30 pitches plus. He's facing his fourth batter, one on and one in and one out. Pitch way up and in, and that's ball three. The crowd getting a little anxious here. Jeremy Ironman, 0-3. He has flown out to center, sandwiched around between a couple of strikeouts. Stretch and pitch by Starr. Big swing and a miss. Boy, Jeremy with a green light that comes up empty. So Diaz on at second. Tremendous AB. That will go, by the way, as a wild pitch. Wild pitch scores the run. That's one of those, I think, sometimes there ought to be a middle ground, wild ball, or passed pitch. Give each about a half. There's a swing and a foul back, 3-2. So Bikina coaxes a walk. Logan Davidson called out on a tough third strike, but he's been the guy tonight. And Jordan Diaz, just a tremendous at-bat. 13 pitches and singles to center field. That set the table, and Bikina scores on a wild pitch. Ground ball, left side, handled by Ornelas. Diaz will come to third, two down in the inning. And Jeremy bounces out to his opposite number. Ornelas makes that play with ease, two men down. And here's Kyle McCann. Well, here comes Jared Gettert again. That's just a lot of pitches for Nick Starr, so he is done for the night, and Tyler Thomas will come on the pitch in a 5-3 ball game. So a run across. And again, runs have really been scored, haven't they, by all sorts of different means. The Rockhounds have scored twice tonight on wild pitches, and they've scored twice tonight, back-to-back at-bats, in fact, on home runs. Tyler Thomas will jog in. He will inherit a runner at third base. There are two men down in the eighth inning. Two-thirds of an inning for Nick Starr. He gives up just one base hit. That was that tremendous AB for Diaz. He walks one, strikes out one batter, throws one wild pitch in which a run will score, and Tyler Thomas is on the pitch. By the way, I love this. This is an anniversary of just a day or so ago. We're sneaking up on the All-Star break. All-Star game 1993. Randy Johnson facing John Kruk. And, of course, John Kruk, the guy with an amazing sense of humor. Great power hitter and all of that. Randy Johnson had a fastball, got away at 103 miles an hour. And it sailed right over the batting helmet of John Kruk. If you can, Google it. It's hilarious. Now, he was not hit, so it's hilarious. And Kruk's reaction to 103 that sailed by the brim of his or the crown of his batting helmet, he exhaled, patted his chest and what have you. Randy Johnson came back with, I think, the next three pitches. I'm not sure he threw a strike. At least wouldn't have been a called strike. But on three consecutive pitches, John Kruk looks like a really big version of me in Little League. That is foot in the bucket, swinging at the breeze, wanting no part of the pitch. It is just all-star classic time. 1993, Randy Johnson, John Kruk in the All-Star game. Great stuff. So now we get back to it. Tyler Thomas, first pitch, and that will miss down and into Kyle McCann. Kyle, and I think he'd tell you, he's had a rough night behind the plate, but boy, he's had a night of the dish. He did strike out in the second, but he walked and scored in the fifth. Solo home run to tie it in the seventh. Swings and sends a fly ball to left field. This will not carry. Fabian is there, and the out is recorded. So out of the bullpen, Tyler Thomas faces one batter and retires the side. With the Rockhounds, absolutely Frankenstein to run together based on just tenacity at home plate. Whole big bunch of pitches thrown on which the Rockhounds will score eventually on a wild pitch. Middle of the eighth inning in Frisco, Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 5 and the Rough Riders 3.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
This stays a very, very close ball game, a two-run contest. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Part of the order now, Blaine Krim. The 3-4-5. Krim is 2-for-3. It's a backup pitch for a called strike from Michael Danielak. Krim has hit the ball hard twice and a little flare once. Pitch from Michael swung on and looped foul out of play. Krim with a sharp single to left field in the first inning. He lined out to center in the third, and then a little duck snort that tied the game at 2-2. Looped one into right field for a RBI single. High pop fly into shallow center. Calabuig is drifting in, and Chase has it for the out. One man down here in the eighth inning. And it'll be Justin Foscue now, the batter, 0-for-3. He has struck out, flown to left, and lined out all three of those against Jeff Criswell. Don't know that I gave you Jeff's final numbers. If not, I apologize. Goes 6 innings, 7 base hits, largely scattered until the fifth. Gave up 3 runs, all earned. Pitch from Danielak, line drive, left field, on the way is Bikina. Cal have to play it on a hop. Line drive, base hit, Justin Foscue. Had the 4 RBI night last night. Line drive to left here, 1 on, and that'll bring the tying run to the plate. When that ball was right down the middle, and Foscue just jumped all over it. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts, 1 wild pitch for Jeff Criswell, and the wild pitch was huge. Now back to the backstop, and Kellen Strom took 2 bases on it. There's a called strike to Strom, who stands in. Kellen has flown to right, reached on a bunt single, and walked and eventually scored in the sixth. Again, a walk, took 2 bases on a wild pitch. scored a go-ahead run on the sacrifice fly. Pitch down and away. Picked by McCann. Throw behind a runner and just missed. Boy, Diaz thought they got him. Man, that was close. Jordan, frustrated, wound up on his knees making that catch and tag. And boy, Foscue just got back. One ball and one strike. Strom at the plate. David Garcia on deck. Last of the eighth. Pitch by Daniel Ack. Down and away. Ball two from Michael. 2-1. Yeah, this one has just simply put been a close ball game from the get-go. Scoreless through the first four. Each team scored twice in the fifth. Pitch to the corner. Got there. Called strike and it goes 2-2. With the base hit to open the eighth inning here, or with one out in the eighth, I should say, 5-6-1 for the Rockhounds. Pitch swung on and lined into right field. That's going to be a base hit. Going to put runners at the corners with one man down, and here come the Riders. It's a two-run ball game. And Kellen Strom with his second base hit. Single to right center. Foscue easily all the way around to third. And the batter will be David Garcia. David 0 for 3 in this game. Going to begin a visit to the manager from Kyle McCann, talking with Michael Danielak. And Rockhounds will get the bullpen working. 5-3, but the tying runs now are on base. Chase Cohen, who has closed recently, is warming up for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. Garcia, switch hitter, will bat from the left side against Danielak. Even with a bag, maybe a little inside it at third is Brett Harris. Infield is back up the middle. Pitch to Garcia, low and away for a ball, 1-0. Middle infield would risk the attempt at a double play. Harris's play, it appears, would be to hold the runner. Pitch, boy, just down and in, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jordan Diaz, of course, holding the runner on at first. That's Kellen Strom. Back-to-back base hits here in the eighth. Pitch by Danielak. That'll get there. Called strike right down the middle, 2-1. Michael, a 1-2-3 seventh, but back-to-back base hits here in the eighth inning. First and third, the runners. Outfield straight away. All the way around. Pitch, swung on, lifted high, and foul. Left field side, that'll get well into the seats. Good bunch here tonight, Thirsty Thursday. I don't know how many people they're going to have. I don't know what the attendance is, but half of it is in the Lazy River tonight. And it's still overflowing. Not the river, the population. Two balls, two strikes, pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Fastball, David Garcia out. On the fastball down to shoot. So now a huge batter, and he's had a good night, is Sandro Fabian. He has singled and stolen a base in the second, struck out in the fourth at a sacrifice fly, well hit in the sixth. RBI was his 31st, and he's been pretty productive. Bottom of the eighth, first and third. Two men down, pitched by Danielak. That is a line drive to shortstop, clubbed by Ironman. The inning is over. Line shot, Jeremy there. The inning is over. Boy, some big swings have been caught. Duck snorts have driven in runs, a little bit of everything in this game. And Michael Danielak with a great escape here in the eighth inning. No runs on two base hits, no errors, and two men left. To the top of the ninth in Frisco, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Riders 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Tyler Thomas back to the mound. I think Chase Cohen looks like he will come on in the ninth inning for the Rockhounds in this game. Hounds will lead it off. Shane Selman, my goodness, that home run had to feel so very good. Shane, a solo home run, and that is the go-ahead run in this game. Talk about it. He hadn't played since June 26th. Went over his first two and then drove the ball out of here, so he will lead it off. Back-to-back home runs for the Hounds in the seventh. First pitch swing, and that ball is tattooed, and that is gone by a mile and a quarter out of here. Shane Selman, welcome back. That is a towering shot out of here. I think that cleared not only the berm, I think that cleared the back wrought iron fence onto the street, perhaps. Shane Selman, welcome back. Solo home run, his second in a row. Going to get another look. Oh, that's majestic. I mean, right off the shot. Oh, yeah, that got out of this ballpark. That made a hit. Might have hit a car. Oh, right between a car. Good. Right between a pickup and a regulation vehicle. Pitch right down the middle. A called strike to Saeed Valenzuela. My goodness. Shane Selman. First four at-bats since June 26th. He has two home runs. Pitch up and away for a ball. That's, by the way, for Shane, that's eight on the season. He's got a high strikeout total. Has not struck out in this game, by the way. High strikeout total, hitting only 183. But, my goodness, he has got some pop. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air toward the middle of the infield. On the grass, and there to make the play is Jack Spiggers for the out. Saeed pops out. He lined out to third last time. Hounds lead it 6-3. Kyle McCann's seventh-inning home run tied it at 3. Shane's first home run broke the tie. Hounds' Frankenstein won together. Brilliant at bat by Jordan Diaz at the heart of that to score in the eighth, and now Selman again in the ninth. Calabui takes Chase down and in for a ball. 1-for-2, walk, double, ribby, strikeout. Tremendous stretch of hitting. Again, our revised new number, I guess, for Chase now. He lines one to center field, a base hit. Oh, my goodness. You know, this kid's going to get a ticket to AAA before too long, and he has earned it if he gets it. Yeah, just it's one of my favorites over three seasons with the Rockhounds. Remember, the first season he was with the Hounds was 19, and he was not really expected to be. He wasn't supposed to be a AA at all. Came up when Luis Barrero was injured, and swung the bat so well, Hounds couldn't send it back down. He was at single A. He was at low A. He struggled in 2021, but he is just outstanding this season. Swinging a fly ball, well struck center field off the bat of Brett Harris. Going back and on the track to make the catch in center is strong. Boy, Brett Harris, who is 0-for-4, has twice flirted with getting the ball out of here. He's hit the ball to the track in center field twice in this game, but Strom tracked them both down, two down in the inning. By the way, Chase Calabwig is now 2-for-3 in this game. So he is hitting right about .450 in his 17-game on-base streak. Hitting just under .400. He might be at .400 now in his last 31 games. Called strike to Marty Bikina. That's just crazy. He's 15-for-28 on the road trip and has hits in 13 of his last 14. He's 24-for-49. That's what, 490 plus. Pitch misses to Bikina, 1-1. And he's done this batting ninth. And again, it's by design. Again, Bobby likes to have a good hitter in number nine hole, and Chase has no problem being there, and the result has been remarkable. Pitch down and into Bikina, 2-1 to Marty. He's had a Good second half of the ball game. Flew out to left and struck out early, but he's doubled, walked, and scored in the sixth, eighth, and now bats here in the ninth. So the Hounds lead it 6-3. Bikina fouls one away. Boy, that down a piece of David Garcia again, 2-2. Just absolutely remarkable stuff from Chase Calabuig. And lost a hit streak at 12 games last night, but reached base on a walk, stole a base as well. 2-2. Hit foul out of play, right side. Chase Cohen continues to warm, still a save situation. Pitcher of record in this game is Michael Danielak. I should have noted that. Stretch and pitch. Boy, just inside, not by much. Full count now, 3-2 to Marty Bikina. Check me, he is not. Jeff Criswell is the pitcher of record. Sure, Hounds scored in the top of the seventh, and then Michael came on. So Jeff Criswell, who pitched very well tonight, is the pitcher of record. My mistake. Swing and a high pop foul. This will get into the seats by four or five rows. Hounds tied it and broke the tie. Back-to-back at-bats in the seventh inning. McCann and Selman, solo home runs, and then Shane made another one, made it two in a row for him in as many at-bats here in the ninth. One on, two out, one in. And another deep count. Boy, Bikina, remember, drew a walk on a lengthy plate appearance in the eighth inning. Turned into a run. Tossed to first base by the left-hander Tyler Thomas. Chase Cohen has continued to warm, so appears Chase will be the guy to come out of the Rockhounds bullpen in the ninth inning. He'll face 8-9-1 in the order. 3-2 again. Pitch to Bikina. Fly ball, center field. Strong, straight away. He'll drift in two steps, maybe three, and he's got it. So the inning is over, but Shane Selman, two home runs in this game. And the Rockhounds have now hit 17 on this road trip. 1-1, two hits, no errors. One man left on base. And it'll be Chase Cohen jogging in from the bullpen. And we will go to the last half of the ninth inning. Village Car Wash score. We're in the Metroplex at Riders Field in Frisco. Rockhounds on top. To the last of the ninth, 6-3.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grill to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Chase Cohen will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. This thing has been back and forth tonight. The Hounds lead it 6-3. Three of the last four runs in this game for the Rockhounds coming via home run. So Chase Cohen out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Chase makes his 25th appearance, 3-3. ERA, a very good 3.28. Better than a strikeout per inning, 47 whiffs in 35 and two-thirds. This will be his third save opportunity. He has closed the first two. So the number is really good. Opposition hitting .215 against him. The whiff is 1.29. In the ninth inning, it's Josh Stowers to lead it off. And Jack Spiggers, and back to the top of the order for Jonathan Ornelas. Stover's 0 for 3. Right-hander Cohen comes set, delivers. High strike. Boy, just got there with a fastball, 0-1. This game has had, well, you would think, kind of turning points really throughout. Pitch down and away for a ball, but down the stretch, really, it's been the old-fashioned, most popular way in baseball to score a run, the home run. Rockhounds have hit three. And that's three of the last four runs, including the tying and initial go-ahead runs. Pitch drops to the dirt, down and in, 2-1. Michael Danielak, two innings, two hits. They came in succession with one out in the eighth inning, but he got a strikeout, a line drive out to end the eighth inning. Again, the first six, Jeff Criswell, and the Rockhounds had taken the lead by the time Michael Danielak got to the mound. So, indeed, Jeff is the pitcher of record. Pitch, a ground ball up middle, got a chance, going to be knocked down by Valenzuela. Turns, throws, did he get him? He did! Saheed Valenzuela with a really sweet pick right behind the bag at second. And Stowers runs really well. Stowers has 16 steals in 18 attempts, so that is a marvelous play defensively by Saheed Valenzuela. Don't know if they'll give us a second look at it. Had Stowers shaded up the middle a little bit. And, boy, he picked that ball right off the shoe tops, that long top spin bouncer. Really good play by Valenzuela. Now here is Jax Biggers. He's outside for a ball. Boy, again, that's a big play. That's a potential leadoff base hit. Nobody on and one man down. Biggers, left-handed hitter, 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored. Takes down the middle with a low ball, two. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas on deck. 6-3 Hounds, ninth inning. Stretch, kick and pitch by Chase. That'll get there. Called strike, knee high outside edge. Crowd will hoot a little bit. Again, that was a close pitch. Biggers waits from the left side. One mega, two balls, one strike. 2-1. Pitch from Chase. Down low ball, three. Three balls and one strike. And you get to the top of the order here, and there are some really good run producers. Ornelas has 40 ribbies. Dustin Harris, one of the leaders in the league, and leads the team with 56, and Blaine Krim has 48. And you don't want to give anything up. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that ball is hard hit, but again, it's Valenzuela right at him. He's got it, sets up, throws, got him, two men down. Sharply hit, but right at Valenzuela. He had the left-handed hitter pretty well played right between first and second, about midway, and that paid off. That was a sharply hit ball. Two men down in the ninth inning, and the batter is Jonathan Ornelas. 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. And 3:25 coming into the game. First pitch by Cohen, off-speed pitch, got there, called strike, big roundhouse breaking pitch. Two outs, ninth inning. Rockhounds on top. It is a 6-3 game. Boy, this game's been a battle. Pitch by Cohen down to the dirt, down and away. One ball, one strike. She didn't want Ornelas or Harris or Krim to come up with men on base, and at this point Chase has done that. Two up, two down, including a really good play by Valenzuela. One ball, one strike. Ornelas waits. Pitch by Cohen. Down and away. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Make it 2-1. Sorry, Chase, I'm working for you. Two balls and one strike. Two men down. Harris on deck. Last of the ninth. Stretch and pitch by Chase Cohen. Right there. Called strike to the knees. Boy, can't throw it. Much better than that. It was 90 miles an hour. Had a little bit of run on it. And just knee high. Ornelas will ask for time. He's got a close-up of him. My goodness, he's a... His batting gloves are Nikes. You can tell the swoosh. They are sky blue batting gloves. Man, that's stylish. Pretty cool. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on and two out. Chase Cohen with the pitch, and he got him! Swing and a miss! Ball game! Rockhounds see a 9-game win streak go by the boards last night. They come right back. Used the long ball. Used some solid pitching. And they win this ball game. Rockhounds now go to 12-3 in the second half. 8-1 on this road trip. As they defeat the Frisco Rough Riders by the final of 6-3. And boy, an unsung or an unusual hero. Maybe the unusual suspect, Shane Selman, who drives two baseballs out of here. Kyle McCann had the game-tying home run, and Shane Selman hits home runs in back-to-back at-bats. He followed McCann's home run, going back-to-back with Kyle, and then in back-to-back at-bats. Well, again, a lot of guys contribute to this one, and the Rockhounds put it in the win column. 12-3 to start the second half. The Rockhounds now are 8-1, 9 games into this road trip. A job very well done, gentlemen, as they exchange the high fives heading toward the dugout. Rockhounds into victory. Gentlemen, one and all, this Budweiser and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 6 runs on 8 hits and 1 error, 6-8-1. For Frisco, 3 runs, 9 hits, and no errors, 3-9-0. Riders had the better of it, by the way, in base hits through much of this game early on, but they have 7 of their 9 hits in the first 5 innings, and most of those were scattered by starter and the winning pitcher, Jeff Criswell. 6-8-1 for the Rockhounds, 3-9-0 for the Rough Riders. Frisco left 7 men on base. Rockhounds stranded 5 in this game. Home runs, and there were 3. Kyle McCann hit his 10th of the year. Shane Selman hit his 7th and 8th. The first of those back-to-back with Kyle. The other in back-to-back at-bats for Selman. Shane now with 8 home runs on the season. The winning pitcher is Jeff Criswell. He is now 1-3. A well-earned first victory. Joe Corbett, who looked like the hero for a while, takes the loss. He is 1-1. Chase Cohen, his 3rd save in as many chances. Good bunch tonight, 4,314. About 314 of them in the Lazy River. And this ball game played in 2 hours, 46 minutes of baseball daylight time. Rockhounds, by the way, now getting back over 500, which they have done over the course of this win streak. And the win streak, of course, was ended last night, but they have now won 10 of their last 11, 12-3 here in the second half. So this one goes into the books. Third game of this series between these two ball clubs. And from Riders Field in the Metroplex, our final Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 6 and the Rough Riders 3.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Rockhound 6 and Frisco 3. This ballgame was scoreless through the first 4 innings. Riders had opportunities. They had a runner in scoring position, although, should quickly mention, with 2 men down in each of the first 3. Jeff Criswell really scattering for the large part, for the most part of his start. Criswell really scattering base hits. He gave up a base hit in each of the first four. He gave up seven overall, three of the hits coming in the fifth inning in which the Riders did score. So we were scoreless through the first four. The Rockhounds will take the lead in the top of the fifth inning, a one-out walk to Kyle McCann. Saheed Valenzuela with a base hit. And then Chase Calabrese, and again, his numbers of late have just been, they're just stupidly good, and I mean, I say it with a smile. He's all, just obviously one of my favorite kids we've had in a long, long while. But Chase with an RBI double, a wild pitch will score the second run. Valenzuela comes across. It was 2-0 Rockhounds in the fifth inning. But the Riders came right back with one man down. Jax Biggers, an infield single, followed by a Jonathan Ornelas double, second and third with one man down. Sack fly by Dustin Harris gets the Riders on the board. And then Blaine Krim, and with Jeff Criswell's perspective, just a little duck snort. It was a good pitch, but Krim just sent one opposite way into shallow right. It dropped for the game-tying single, and we were even up at 2-2. The sixth inning was intriguing because the Rockhounds had a leadoff double by Marty Bikina and a walk to Logan Davidson. So out comes Grant Wolforth. It is first and second, nobody out. But Joe Corbett comes on, gets a double play. Jordan Diaz, who, boy, will he atone, a double play ball, 6-4-3, and Jeremy Ironman a strikeout. So the Rockhounds, first and second, nobody out. It goes by the boards. We are still tied at two. In the last of the sixth inning, Jeff will give up one more run, and, boy, it was strange. A walk to Kellen Strom. David Garcia strikes out. But on the strong strike three, the ball is in the dirt. It's a wild pitch. Kyle McCann deflected it but wasn't sure where it was. It went high in the air, back to the screen. Kellen Strom takes two bases on the wild pitch and scores on a sacrifice fly by Sandro Fabian. So the two-base wild pitch is the reason the Riders were able to score. They led it 3-2. But in the seventh inning, boy, did the Rockhounds turn it around. Kyle McCann with a tremendous drive out of here to right field. Solo home run. That tied the game. Shane Selman sends the first of his two home runs out to left field. Breaks the tie. It's 4-3. In the eighth inning, a leadoff walk, Marty Bikina. And again, he really coaxed that. That was an eight. You know, I said nine pitches. The guy was pushing the buttons on the electronic box. He was right. I was wrong. That was an eight-pitch walk to Marty. Logan Davidson strikes out on a 3-2 pitch, and Jordan Diaz came up to the plate in one of the, he had not had many nights like this. He tapped out to the pitcher, struck out, and bounced into a key double play. He gets a 3-2 count, fouls off seven two-strike pitches, and singles up the middle. Base hit extends his hit streak to 12 games with one of the at-bats of the season. That put runners at first and third. A wild pitch will then score Marty Bikina from third base. So the Hounds, and boy, they Frankensteined it together. But Bikina scores on a wild pitch, made it 5-3. Shane Selman, I mean, drove the ball halfway out of the postal zip code with a drive out of here to left field leading off the ninth inning. Shane Selman, who had not played since June 26th, comes up with a two-home run game. 6-3 the final. Michael Danielak in relief goes two innings. Chase Cohen with a save in one inning. And Jeff Criswell gets his first double-A win, going six innings, and again, pitched really well for the second consecutive game. He'll end up giving up three runs, but a very, very good performance. And, of course, three runs in six innings, that qualifies as a quality start. Numbers we gave you correct, 6-8-1 for the Rockhounds, 3-9-0 for the Rough Riders. Home runs, one for Kyle McCann, his 10th of the year. Shane Selman, his 7th and his 8th. Winning pitcher Jeff Criswell, 1-3. Michael Danielak, I should quickly add, gets a hold. He got out of a little bit of a jam in the eighth, pitched well, two scoreless innings. And Chase Cohen with his third save. Loss goes to Joe Corbett, who he went from just celebration to taking the loss within the span of two innings. Man, this game will indeed keep you humble. 2 hours, 46 minutes of baseball daylight time. Hounds lead the series 2-1. Teams meet tomorrow and Saturday at 7:05, Sunday at 6:05. So we look forward to bringing you the second half of this series and the last quarter, if you will, of the 12-game road trip for the Rockhounds before they will take the All-Star break and head back home at long last on Friday, July 22nd. The board here says David Leal tomorrow. They may know something I don't. I think it's Matt Milburn tomorrow. Then David will check on that. Tim Brennan is up on the board for Frisco. I don't know that he will go tomorrow either. I think we will see him, but I'm not sure if we'll see him tomorrow. So we'll check the starters when we greet you just ahead of 7 o'clock for the 7:05 start for tomorrow's game 4 of this series. Now for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark here in the Metroplex. Rockhounds win it 6-3. Heroes galore in this ballgame. And the Rockhounds now 12-3 to start the second half of the season. Something coming on just could be. We shall see when the journey continues. Final 6-3, Rockhounds win it. And until tomorrow, Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.